It's time for Benedict and Raven football on your local sports authority, Care 93.7, part of the MSC Radio Network. Benedict and Raven football is brought to you by Atchison Auto Parts, your hometown Napa dealer. Don't forget, you can listen to today's broadcast free on our mobile app. Download the MSC Radio app on the Google Play or Apple Store, and you can also stream today's game free online at mscsports.net.
Place to catch every snap than Mueller's Locker Room in Atchison. With TVs everywhere you look, daily food specials, and ice cold drinks, you'll feel like you're right on the 50-yard line. From kickoff to the final whistle, the best plays happen at Mueller's Locker Room. Mueller's Locker Room, 120 South 2nd in Atchison. Your game day headquarters all season long. Mueller's Locker Room. Locker Room.
You're listening to Benedict and Raven football on your local sports authority, Care 93.7 FM, part of the MSC Radio Network. The Amberwell Health pregame and Bank of Atchison coaches show featuring head Raven football coach Joel Osborne starts right after this.
Do you know how to recognize a phone scam? At Union State Bank, we're focused on keeping your financial future secure, and that means providing the information you need to keep your accounts protected. There are several red flags that can help you recognize a scam, such as a request for sensitive information or the promise that you'll get a prize. You can learn more about how to recognize a phone scam at mybankusb.com or visit one of our 8 convenient USB locations for valuable information about how to protect your assets. NMLS 654946, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Raven football coming up here on Care Radio. Joel Osborne, head coach for Benedictine, joins us. Coach, got to start off with, it took a while, but congratulations. That was a nice road win under really difficult circumstances at Fayette.
Yeah, I thought our kids and our coaching staff handled it really well, and our fans. Fans stayed for the, you know, we had a three-hour delay, and they were able to stay. And what was cool is we're in the parking lot, and I was able to walk out and ask some of the moms if they could go get us some groceries, and so they did. They went to the local convenience store there at actually the grocery store in town and brought back a bunch of food, made all our food and for our staff and our players, and so we were able to eat a little bit of a lunch there in between the break. And I thought our kids handled it well. I'm really proud of them for how they did coming out of the break. You know, it wasn't a perfect game, but we really did play pretty well. The only thing that was negative was the turnover battle, you know, losing that. But otherwise, you know, we did a nice job.
Okay, we're going to talk football first, but I'm going to get back to it. And I'd heard that story that, yeah, that somebody went and did that. There may not be a more Benedictine thing in the world than families who, you know, come together, follow the team, support the team, do what they can to help out. I mean, who else gets that? And there's no team that I know that's going to have that happen for them.
Yeah, probably not many. We're very fortunate here. And, you know, it's just it's a great place to work and to raise your family and to coach. And, you know, when you got a culture that we have that's very inviting to a family atmosphere. And when you recruit high school kids and you take them through a 4 to 5 year experience, people value that. And so it was definitely pretty unique. I was really kind of taken back by it, but I wasn't surprised, you know. So it was great for our kids to see that, and there's nothing like your mom making you a sandwich.
Yeah,
you know, and that's kind of what it felt like.
Okay, so how hard is it as a coach, as a player, as a team, to have this big delay? I mean, we've had delays before at different places, but this is about as long as you're going to get one without them, you know, maybe calling it off. I mean, how do you have it? What do you do for 3 hours, man?
Yeah, so we talked about it going into, so we into the week. We knew that there was a chance for some bad weather on Saturday, and so we talked about we got to be ready to improvise, adapt, and overcome. And so our kids mentally were ready. You know, it didn't catch us by surprise. I told them we're going to play as long as we can play. We need to get off to a fast start. I thought we did that, and, you know, when it hit, our kids didn't flinch, and we got off our feet. You know, there was some walking football going on, some entertainment, where we had some D linemen going against O linemen doing some one-on-one routes where they can only walk. We had a nice big turf area there in their facility, so it was a really pretty good setup for us to be in that delay, and, you know, just – let the kids get off their feet, get their minds off the game for a little bit. We did a few things, you know, a few walkthrough type things with the O-line and to show them the look we're getting. And I thought that was really effective because we definitely came out and ran the ball well after that break.
Okay, so this is my next place where I got to go. The running game, the rushing game that you guys put together and exhibited last Saturday, is this a result of the weather and the conditions and you don't, you know, you have to run the ball maybe a little more than throw it? Is this something that you're trying to implement and expand the running game? How did you end up with all those yards, man?
Well, we're always trying to be balanced, you know, and sometimes in yards it doesn't happen because we can get so many chunk plays in the passing game. But I think the last two games, what you're seeing the defensive secondary do is they're playing off and they're saying, we don't want to get beat deep. You know, we don't want to give explosives in the pass game. And what that's doing is that's giving us numbers in the box, and we're playing really well up front. Coach Leonard's got our whole line playing really well. Coach Schnaub with our tight ends. And then Coach Mathis has our backs running really well. And we're making guys miss. We're breaking tackles. You know, and we've got a pretty good – we've had a good play in the last couple weeks in the run game, and it's been executed at a high level. So hopefully we can continue that trend.
And 400-plus rushing yards. And everybody's got to remember, your day one starting running back is still on the recovery.
Correct, yeah. Dalton's still getting better from his ankle injury, and we've Xavier Gorgie's really stepped up. It's the third week in a row he's rushed for over 100 yards. And then, you know, you got guys like Jordan Jackson, Zamar Hernandez. Those guys have been the next guys in line. And, you know, and then you've got Robbie Sharp has been ready to go. Derek Overstreet's been ready to go. So some those guys, they did a really nice job, I thought. You know, it's unfortunate. We did have two injuries at that position in the game, so we're not going to have Jordan Jackson this week, and we'll find out more about him. Hopefully we get him back at some point. We did lose Caleb Leapheart for the rest of the season. He had a lower leg injury, so he's actually going to be done playing due to his injury. And he's got a great story because he's a fifth-year senior and never played in a varsity game until Saturday. In his first carry, he made a guy miss at about the five-yard mark and went 32 yards down the sideline. And then the play that his career ended on, he had an explosive run. So I'm really proud of how he handled himself. And when he got his opportunity, he was ready to go. And we talked to our team about that. You always have to be ready.
And one of the little numbers that I picked out of there, Mark Harris got to come in, got a lot of quality time. And when I see my quarterback with three carries and minus 3 yards, that tells me you're taking a knee and it's a good day, Coach.
Yeah, it's always good when you end in victory formation.
Yes.
So, you know, obviously on that drive time, you saw it. We could have scored. You know, we're at
the three-yard
line with 2 minutes left, and we just thought, you know, the right thing to do was to take the knee there and just end the game. And so we talked to Coach Brown about that from CMU, and he said, hey, we won't call timeouts, and we'll just end this game. So it was good to see Mark and our backups get in there. I think we had two drives with them, and one long touchdown drive, another long drive where we were going to score, and we decided to take the knee.
All right, now the focus moves forward as seasons, you know, it just keeps rolling along, and what a great day this is. I mean, it is homecoming, it is Hall of Fame weekend, and you got an opponent coming in who's never been here before.
Yeah, you know, we talked about all week, our job is to play well and win this game. You know, there's a lot of stuff that goes on with homecoming week, and we definitely have enjoyed it, and we've lived in the moment. You know, we're honoring two great coaches. Coach Gartenmeyer's going in the Hall of Fame for all his service here. He's a player. He was an assistant coach. He's been our athletic director, you know, and so we're really honored to have him go in our Hall of Fame and to see his family. And then we're honoring the late, great Coach George Papagiorgio. And Coach Pops, he passed away in May of 2024. And so, you know, we're going to get to see his family, Michelle and his daughters, and it's going to be great to see them. And he's going in our Hall of Fame. You know, he dedicated 24 years, I believe, here to Benedictine and stayed on when I got the head job and very easily could have retired and said, hey, I don't want to work with this new coach. But he was great. And, you know, we miss him. We talk about him every day. You know, his family's. It's been really hard on them, you know, and so I'm really glad that they're coming back and we can celebrate this day. We just named our offensive line locker room after Coach Papagiorgio, so it's the George Papagiorgio offensive line locker room, and we've got a great mural on the wall. You'll have to see that, Tom, here when we're done with our interview, but, you know, he had three Remington Award winners in his time here. And those guys are up there, and he had, I think, five or six All-Americans, too, and their pictures are up there as well. So Jacoby asked if we could change his picture. It's pretty funny, his picture from his sophomore year. So, but yeah, it's going to be a great weekend. We got the Hall of Fame banquet after the game, and there's going to be a lot of people there. And then, you know, we're just looking forward to the whole day.
Now, people have to understand, and we'll be talking about this during the broadcast, for William Woods, they started a program last year and went right into it. They didn't, you know, take a year to prep or get ready. They just started playing ball, and you guys rolled over there at the end of last year and had no trouble with them. But now they're a team that is obviously getting a little better. They've had a lot of turnover. They're trying to get everything figured out, and they won a game last weekend. You and I both know there's nothing that makes a Wheaties taste better than winning a game.
There's no doubt, Tom. Yeah, I think what's impressive is they've had some close calls. They had Culver Stockton beat, and Culver made a game winning field goal, and then they had a tough game against St. Ambrose. They got beat really bad, and then St. Ambrose went on the road and had Missouri Valley beat, and Missouri Valley kicked a game winning field goal to end that game, and then the next week Missouri Valley goes to William Woods and loses. So
on a game winning last play field goal.
On a game winning field goal. So you can never compare scores. You know, there were some plays in their game last week versus Missouri Valley that Missouri Valley could have definitely ended the game. It was 35-19 in the fourth quarter, and William Woods made some plays. They blocked the punt. They had a long touchdown or a long drive at the end of the game to kick the field goal. It was a 90-yard drive to get down there and to kick the game-winning field goal. So they got two quarterbacks at play. You know, one's more of a drop-back passer, RPO guy. We know him very well, Gabe Seary. He played here for us his first 3 years. He was a backup for us. And then the other one is a transfer, and he's got a couple schools on, you know, that he went to previously. One of them he was listed as was Penn State, so he's more of a runner. So yeah, it's almost like you got to prepare for two offenses when you play these guys. And Coach Strong's done a nice job this week. Our scout team's done a good job on offense, and we'll have our defense ready to go.
Coach, we're looking forward to it. Love the crowd, love the pageantry, and you know what I really love? Love seeing all the alums and former players, and you know it's all about the relationships and the people, you know.
Yeah, there's no doubt. There's going to be a lot of people here. They're doing it. Joanne Huey is working with Coach Peterson, our baseball coach, to do alumni alley up there above the field. So there's going to be multiple tents and tailgates going on for former players of all different sports. And they've got the nursing program doing it, the band's doing it, so I'm really excited for that, and it's going to be a great day to be a Raven.
Coach, go get the Owls, man.
Thank you.
You've been listening to the Bank of Atchison Coaches Show, your home for Benedict and Raven football here on CARE Radio. The Emberwell Health pregame show continues next with the Dairy Queen Grill and Chill Keys to the Game coming up next.
Stop by Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill for lunch or dinner. With their signature stack burgers, chicken sandwiches, and chicken strip baskets, there's something for everyone. Top it off with a classic DQ treat like a hot fudge sundae, dipped cone, or one of the many Blizzard flavors. All right now at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Happy tastes good.
As we're getting set for Raven football this afternoon on Homecoming 2025, it's now time for your Dairy Queen Grill and Chill Keys to the Game. For the offense, come out and hit the big play early. This is a William Woods team who got their first conference victory ever last week against Missouri Valley. They're feeling a little good about themselves. The Ravens need to come out early and hit a couple big plays to keep this William Woods team from building up too much confidence. On the defensive side, the Ravens have struggled to take the ball away consistently over the last three or four games. So this afternoon, look for two or more turnovers. The last part of my Dairy Queen Grill and Chill Keys to the Game this afternoon would be for the fans. Enjoy this. The Ravens have three of the next four games at home, so plenty of opportunities to see them. This is one of those special seasons. The Ravens, number three team in the nation, playing fantastic football. Enjoy the ride. Well, those are your Dairy Queen Grill and Chill Keys to the Game kickoff coming up here next.
Keys to the Game have been brought to you by Dairy Queen Grill and Chill, part of the Amberwell pregame show, here on Hot Country 93.7, home of Benedict and Ravens football. We now go live to the stadium for Raven football, where Tom and Gus Kautz are standing by for live play-by-play and in-game analysis right here on your local sports authority, CARE 93.7, part of the MSC Radio Network.
is KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison, powered by MSC Radio and found online at mscnews.net.
Camberwell Pharmacy now offers free prescription delivery available to those living within the city limits of Atchison, Hiawatha, Effingham, Lancaster, Everest, Horton, Highland, and Troy. It's the perfect option if you have limited mobility or find it difficult to pick up your prescriptions. Learn more about Amberwell Pharmacy and our free delivery services by calling 913-367-1654 in Atchison or 785-742-6190 in Hiawatha or visit our website at amberwellhealth.org.
It's time for Benedict and Raven football. Four quarters of hard-hitting, action-packed, high-flying intensity. Our coverage of Raven football is brought to you by our proud Raven sports boosters.
Welcome to Wilcox Stadium here on the beautiful campus of Benedictine College in Atchison, Kansas, where we're getting set for college football this afternoon in the Heart of America Athletic Conference. The Benedictine Ravens are playing host to the Owls of William Woods University. Hello again, everybody, with Joseph, our producer and engineer, back at the Care Sports Studio. Gus Counts with me here at the stadium, Tom Counts. And Gus, the Ravens have just won the flip of the coin. They're going to defer to the second half, and William Woods will get their hands on the ball first. William Woods comes in, a young team, the first time ever to come to the stadium, and they come in. Hey, they're on a heater, man.
Yeah, coming off a big win last week against Missouri Valley where they came away with a 36-35 win where they scored 17 unanswered in the fourth quarter to knock off the Vikings of Missouri Valley. So for them, it was a big win. It was their first win of the season. It was their first conference win in school history. For Benedictine, coming off a game where last week, it took a long time to get it over with, but when it was all said and done, Benedictine had no troubles with Central Methodist last week, winning 52-7.
The Owls are going to get that kick return unit out of the field. It is a perfect end of October football day, right? 57 degrees. It is greatly overcast. Some of the sun would be nice, but, you know, a little south breeze, about 9 miles an hour. Feels like 50 degrees out there. Humidities or the barometric pressure is relatively high at 30.10, but it is going to be a nice, nice day for football and a great crowd on hand here for homecoming 2025. Kobe will boot it away. It is end over end and it's going to land at the one and just bounce into the end zone as Mikael Brown. Because that was crazy. He was standing at the 5-yard line, wanted to go over his head, and for a minute I thought it was going to stick at the one, and it rolled into the end zone. Looks risky to me to not go back and cover that.
Yeah, I think that's been a trend for 2025 is not catching kicks of any kind. As for William Woods, you do have to watch out. They do have a good kick returner in Jordan Price. He's already got one that he's taken to the house this season.
So for William Woods, they're out on the field with their traveling uniforms. It is the white jerseys, white helmets with the forest green pants, lettering, and trim. It'll be first and 10 from their own 25-yard line. Quarterback Gabe Serry, he's a story in himself. A handoff is going to go to the right side and getting to the edge. Across the 30, picking up about 6 or 7 yards, it's going to be Jalen Proctor. Got old Peyton Jobe out there for BC. Brings up a second down, and we're going to spot this thing at the 33. Second down and a couple of yards to go. Second down at the 33-yard line. So it is going to be Dante out there?
You're going to see all three quarterbacks. They're going to just throw numbers at it today.
QB's back, throws right, has a man wide open, makes a catch, juggling the ball. He'll pick up a first down with about a half a yard to spare just across the 35-yard line. First and 10, the Owls are moving.
Ravens right now throwing a lot of pressure at quarterback Dante Rhodes. That time they sent the house, he was able to flare one into the flat and pick up the first down. But, again, lots of pressure in the early going against this Penn State transfer. He would like that.
Indeed. Yeah, you just made his day right there by mentioning that he'd gone to
– He attended Penn State.
Yeah, he'd gone there for a bit. First and 10, QB straight back, looking right, throwing right. Same play right a minute ago, but this time it's going to be too high, out of reach for Lawrence Shadden. uncatchable second down.
The intended receiver right there, Lauren Shedd. That's a name that if you're around the Heart of America Athletic Conference, you say, man, that sounds really familiar. You know why? I did the same thing the other day, started digging in. 2 years ago, Lauren Shedd was the running back at Peru State.
That's a small world, right? A little revolving door here. Second down, 10 at the 37. Quarterback Rhodes with the bright, bright fluorescent orange shoes. A wraparound handoff, running back, bounces outside. He's going to find the edge. He's going to turn it up. He's picking up a first down and a lot more. Because the Ravens did a poor job of getting to the outside and cutting that thing off.
Yeah, right now the Ravens look like a team who knows they're going to win this game today. They look a little unfocused in the early going. Nehemiah Hicks finally had to usher the running back out of bounds, but not before he's able to cross midfield into Raven territory all the way down to the 40-yard line. It'll be first and 10 right there for the Owls.
Rhodes leans over, talks to his running back, Jalen Proctor. First and 10 at the Benedictine 40. QB back, three-step drop. Looks right, throws right into the corner. It's going to be caught and pushed out of bounds. On the run, and another first down for the Owls. Gus, they are shredding the Raven defense in his first series.
Yeah, that time it was Jalen Barea on the catch. And how about this, Barea, only four receptions on the season coming into today's game, and that's over seven games. But nice little catch right there on the sideline, stepping out of bounds, picking up another first down for the Owls of William Woods.
Yep, William Hughes is going to come into the game on his first down call. Now down at the Raymond 26-yard line. The Owls moving the football. QB's back, looks left, releases, wide open, caught in the flat. It's going to be a gain of three or four in the on the left side. Isaiah Haston comes over to make the tackle because the Ravens need a little inspiration right now.
Yeah, right now, again, looking a little laxed on the defensive side as William Woods has taken this opening kickoff and just marched the ball down the field.
Second down, seven, inside the Raymond 25-yard line. Looking to see who's going to be in the backfield. It is going to be quarterback Dante Rhodes out of New Rochelle, New York, with Jalen Proctor, the Olathe East High School kid. He'll be the running back, second down call. QB will hand off a little chest sweep to the right side and again get to the edge around that Raven left defensive side. And Bryson Neely, because he just outruns the defense, and I think he might have another first down. He's going to be very, very close.
How about this? You ready for the stat of the day already? And we're only one drive in. Last year against Benedictine, we saw William Woods have how many yards on offense? 48. They're already nearing 60 yards on this first drive as they've got it down inside the Benedictine 20 to the 18.
Third down, two. For William Woods, they're in four down territory. They're not field goaling this. They're like, they want to make a statement. Chest sweep, no. Yeah, to the left side. Hit at the line of scrimmage and not going to get to the edge to that side of the field. Trying to reach it out is going to be Jalen Becerra. And you got Jonathan Crow. Drops him at the 20. It'll bring up a third down, four.
Yeah, and you're talking about William Woods. This is probably four down territory. Now, of course, they're going to make us wrong. They're going to bring the kick unit out. They're not exactly great at kicking the football this season.
No, you got it'll be held by Matt Segovia. He's out of Colorado Springs. The kicker is Justin Sharkey. Sharkey is, his long is 39. This is going to be 38 from the left hash mark. It is up, and did he get it? He got it. The Owls are on the board with a 38-yard field goal. We're taking a timeout. It comes at 10:23 to go in quarter number one. It is William Woods 3, Benedictine nothing.
It's football season, and there's no better place to catch every snap than Mueller's Locker Room in Atchison. With TVs everywhere you look, daily food specials, and ice cold drinks, you'll feel like you're right on the 50-yard line. From kickoff to the final whistle, the best plays happen at Mueller's Locker Room. Mueller's Locker Room, 120 South 2nd in Atchison, your game day headquarters all season long. Mueller's Locker Room. Locker Room.
Hey, welcome back. Ravens with a duel of kick returners back, and we're going to get Benedictine to touch the football for the first time this afternoon as it'll be Sharkey putting a toe to it. You've got JoJo and Zamar back at the Raven 5-yard line. So, an impressive Gus, and what I think they've got to be very pleased with the series for the William Woods Owls is they got the ball to begin the game, put points on the board. JoJo going to take it on the left side, up the numbers to the 20, slows down at the 30, and brought down at the 33-yard line. It'll be first and 10 for Benedictine from there.
That time getting down kick, Nori Harris, 5'11" freshman out of California, making the stop for the Owls. And for Benedictine, going to bring their offense out on the field and got a couple backs in the backfield.
Here we go. What would you call this formation, guys? This is an I. We call it an I.
Love it. The I formation for Benedictine.
Tyler Watson is going to be the fullback spot. Got a running back behind him. They will hand off tailback. Tries right side. 35, 40. Uh-oh. 40, 50, 40. Down to 30. Down to the 20. Down to the 10. I don't care. There's a marker down. What a run. Boy, there's somebody looking down at this one, smiling from ear to ear.
Pops would have loved that play call. Uh-oh. That time, a little G lead. And that time they brought the guard. And then instead of handing the ball to the fullback, they put the fullback up on the linebacker, a little kick-out block. And it was a nice little read right there by Ugorji. It's all coming back on a holding call. But nice little shout-out to Coach Pops right there. A couple of his former linemen right here. We got Nate Clemens and Truman Ashby up here, so
there you go. A couple of guys who know something about blocking along that O-line, right?
Yeah.
So the Ravens, it's a huge run and a wonderful play, an unfortunate penalty, and you still pick up 5 yards.
Yeah, so the penalty happens 15 yards downfield. You still get 5. It's going to be first and 5 for the Raven offense.
You really shouldn't be having that holding call 15 yards downfield.
They're not holding if they don't call
it. That's a receiver who had to do that, right? First down and 5. Snap is back. ISO pass way over the head of his intended receiver, Titan Osborne.
That time
Titan looked in, the pass went out.
Yeah, that's the problem. That play was a little choice route, and Titan decided that the coverage was outside. He turned in. The pass went towards the sideline. Falls incomplete. It's going to bring up now a 2nd and 5 for the Raven offense. Titan Osborne will stay out there. He'll work to the left side. On the right, you're going to have JoJo.
Yep. Single man in the backfield on a 2nd down 5 call off that incompletion. Handoff's going to go straight ahead. Ugorji puts his head down. Burst through. Gets the first down across the 45. Up he goes at a 47 where the free safety, Carter Holloway, makes a stop. Gus Benedictine has been able to move the ball. Okay, that has not been a problem. Look at the scores last 5 games for Benedictine. Against Grayson, scored 52. Clark, 48. Against Peru, 70. Missouri Baptist, 52. Central Methodist, they scored 52. They can put points on the board. 1st and 10 at their own 47. They'll shift over to the right side with LeBron Jackson. Good to see him healthy and well and back out there again. And the Ravens are going to go deep. They got Z wide open. He's going to score this. 20-10. Touchdown, Ravens. A fingertip catch by Benedictine Tanner Zimmerman. And, guys, he is nothing but a TD machine.
That time, Tanner Zimmerman ran right at the safety. The safety got to backpedaling, expected him to cut off his route. He just blew right by him, and as the safety went to turn around, he fell, and TZ wide open, takes that one to the house. The Ravens get a touchdown on drive number 1 of the day.
How many tight ends, though? If you're the safety, you see what he's thinking. They're not going to run that 9. They're not going to run that post downfield. A right-foot soccer-style effort coming up for Christian Kloby. Jackson's in the hole as he notches another TD pass this season. The PAT is good, and we're going to take a break. Time out of the field coming here at 8:54 to go in quarter 1. Ravens in front, Benedictine 7, Owls 3.
Good deals are hard to come by, but with Meal Steals from Taco John's, you can get a full meal of favorites like a crispy beef taco, a bean burrito, junior potato olays, and a small drink starting at just $5. Order these Meal Steals in-restaurant or online only at Taco John's. At Taco John's, we don't put boundaries on flavor, but perfectly seasoned meats and irresistible potato olays will always be our meat and potatoes. And now try 2 new meat and potato burritos for a limited time, only at Taco John's.
We get a lot of information from the Benedictine Sports Information Department, but I would say, and I'm sure it's a stat that somebody's keeping, Tanner Zimmerman has the most TDs per reception of maybe any receiver in the nation. Is that got to be kind of close, doesn't he?
Got to be right up
there. I mean, he'll catch a few a game, and he'll get a couple, three touchdowns, it feels like, a game. Ravens right there, four plays, 66 yards in a minute 21 for the score. And that includes the huge penalty. That first play had gone, you know, like 60 yards downfield off that little run. So Benedict been getting set to kick it away again. Got to welcome all of our listeners. We got them all over the country here this afternoon tuned in and glad to have you with us. Whether you're not out combining today because it's way too wet and too rainy and the weather's, you know, not going to be very good for that. But maybe you're painting in the bedroom, you know, or fixing up the living room or something, doing a little bit of that. So Brogan and Daxon, Colleen and Little Z, I hope you're having fun. Certainly, I know you're behaving, and hope you're enjoying BC football. Like a lot of fans here on homecoming today. Great crowd. Gus, the thousands of people in here are going to be joined by maybe thousands of people out in the parking lot who may never see the field today.
So you talk about Tanner Zimmerman and his touchdown to reception ratio.
Yeah.
It's right at a quarter. A quarter of his catches go for touchdowns. Okay?
That's pretty good.
It's only second, though, on your own team.
Really?
Who's better at catching touchdowns? And I'm going to set a floor of, like, 10 receptions.
Titan?
Yeah.
Okay.
Titan Osborne scores touchdowns on 38% of his receptions. So, yeah, if you're going to set the floor somewhere around 10 receptions and over, that's where you're at.
So here we go. They are recognizing and introducing a lot of people during these breaks, so this game is going to have some extraordinarily long timeouts, and we are midst of one of them right now. So we'll be getting back to the ball game here, you know, just relatively shortly. Congratulations to all of the teams around the state of Kansas who move on next week to the first round of postseason football. And the Phoenix are going to be up at Amelia Earhart Stadium. They're going to be home with some of our friends from down in the Kansas City area.
Yeah, they get the Stags of Bishop Miege Friday night. I assume it's Friday night. We'll find out a little
more.
I'm
sure that they got this fantastic activities director at 409. He's going to get this stuff all ironed out and handled. We'll know all about it very, very shortly. All right. I think that we have gotten all of the non-participants off the field, and we're getting set for this Benedictine kickoff. And again, the duo of Jordan Price and Makeel Brown are going to settle in at their own 5-yard line for William Woods. The Owls out of Fulton, Missouri, a small town in mid-southern Missouri, but home to two pretty well-known schools, William Woods and, of course, Westminster. Here's the kick away, end over end, and high, fair catch, taken at the 5. So, making that catch, Makeel Brown. It surprises me, and maybe not so much you, but surprises me we don't see more teams take that fair catch, because it's just good guaranteed yardage, and, you know, no turnovers. I mean, certainly, there are no theatrics, no highlight reel plays coming off a fair catch, but, you know, strategically, it's not a bad play.
So, four, William Woods is going to start their second possession of the afternoon out to the 25.
And first and 10, the running back on the left hand. Quarterback is back, looks left, goes left, caught at the 30, breaks the tackle, 35, backs inside at the 40, picking up 15 yards, and again, William Woods is moving to football, that time on a catch coming out of the backfield by Jalen Proctor. Proctor's not a very big guy, okay? They've got him listed at 5'11 and 205. He doesn't look as large as that to me, but maybe so. First down at their own 40-yard line. This time, QB, a little play action, doesn't sell it real hard, and the pass over the middle is going to be incomplete. It was looking for Desmond Wilkins, but there were three Ravens much closer to the football than Wilkins.
Yeah, and one of those guys was the middle linebacker, Zachary Lacombe, and last year against his William Woods team, Zach had an interception that he returned 16 yards. So, again, he's looking to hawk one back there. And for the Ravens, they had an interception last week against Central Methodist, but their turnover numbers have really gone down over the last four games.
Second down 10, quarterback deep drop this time, throwing deep over the middle, and it is off the fingertips of a racing Bryson Neely. And Gus, he had a step on double coverage. He was open.
Yeah, Bryson Neely is a guy who's their leading receiver. They list him as a tight end and kind of tuck him in there and try to get a little bit of a mismatch against linebackers. That time he just blew right by the safety, and I'm telling you, that's a pass that he wishes he had back. He hit off both of his hands and falls incomplete. It's now third down for William Woods. Last week on third downs, they were 5 of 14 against Missouri Valley.
It's a huge momentum play for both these teams. Ravens would like to have their defense make a stand. They haven't made one yet today. Quarterback is back to throw. He's being chased out of the pocket. Throws in, just throws it away. As BC had come with Abram Phillips putting on some heat in the backfield. So the Ravens are going to force a punt, and BC will get the ball back. Lagapuliana, let's see what he elects to do regarding the return. He'll stand at his own 24-yard line. For William Woods, it will be Justin Sharkey, who is not only the place kicker, but is also the punter. The snap is back at the ankles. The punt nearly blocked, but he's able to get it away. Lagapuliana is going to get away, not going to make a return, and he needs to back away a little bit further than that. It's going to roll dead at the Benedictine 27-yard line. Ravens are going to begin their second possession right there. First and 10 at their own 27. It is a 7-3 Raven lead, and we're almost halfway through the opening quarter. 7:49 to play in the first here in an overcast and chilly Atchison, Kansas here this evening. It's this afternoon, I guess. It's kind of looking evening-ish.
The last couple games have kind of looked like this.
Ravens first and 10. They're going to bring Taylor over to the near side. Here's a pass to Titan. Breaks the tackle. 35, 40. Carries defenders. 45, 46-yard line. Titan Osborne caught the ball for 5. Gus, he runs for another 15 or 16. First and 10, Benedictine at their own 45.
Yeah, nice little reception right there by Titan Osborne, able to take it out to the 45. Titan, a product out of Washburn Rule, a team who got smoked yesterday by Manhattan, and that's something that hasn't happened much this season for Washburn Rule.
Ravens will get it, a first and 10 at their own 25-yard line. Ugorji in the backfield with quarterback Jackson Dooley. Motion left, Zimmerman, movement in the middle of the line. Here's a handoff, right side, Ugorji. He'll pick up 4, but the defense was way offside.
Yeah, that time finally coming up to make the stop, Jordan Price, but Ravens are going to go ahead and just take the 5 yards and make it a first and 5.
Offside, number 51, defense, 5 yard penalty, replay, first down.
That's the backside defensive end, Jay Sean Lee Harper, the freshman out of Buford, Georgia. He's going to be guilty of the penalty, and it'll make a first and 5 for the Raven offense.
Hey, the ball is nose up to the midfield mark. 6:55 and rolling along in the opening quarter. Benedictine, after giving up a field goal to William Woods on their first possession of the game, has scored a touchdown of their own and now has stopped the Owl offense, and the Ravens moving the football. Jackson Dooley's back, looking deep again. He's got a man open again. It's Osborne, and that was a really splendid defensive play at the 5-yard line to bat it away from Titan. It was Jordan Price down there. That's a little more air under that ball, and we're putting more lights on the scoreboard.
Yeah, Jordan Price is a guy who's a receiver. He's also a cornerback, and that time did an excellent job of knocking that football away from Titan Osborne at the last moment. Titan, the guy we talked about, he knows how to find the end zone. Well, that time he was going to take that one to the house.
From the 50-yard line, it'll bring up a second down, 5 for the Ravens. There's a guy, okay, that late in the game, are you looking at that the coverage guy? We got another penalty down. So
false start, number 4, offense, 5-yard penalty, still.
You think he had his number called?
No, he just fell over. He was in his stance and kind of leaned a little to the left and, like, stumbled and tried to reset himself, and he looked around, and the official's like, wait a second, did I really see that happen?
You can't do that. Second down and 10. Ugorji goes into the middle, cuts to the right side, gets back to the 50. Penalty marker comes down, and that was Hernandez, but a penalty marker comes down as he gets brought to the ground, picking up about 5 or 6, but you can expect another Raven offensive penalty.
First and 5, face mask, number 8, 6.
So they're going to add 15 to the end of the run. Should take it down to about the 35-yard line. So Ravens dodged a little bit of a bullet there. It'll be 1st and 10 for Benedictine.
Hasn't there been a lot of penalties already today? Or does it just feel like it?
Kind of feels like it. Let's see if we can back that up with actual evidence. And penalties. One on Benedictine, or two on Benedictine, and now two on William Woods. So 4 in the first quarter is not terrible.
1st and 10 Ravens, as you call it, at the 35-yard line. Play action. Back to throw. Dooley steps up in the pocket, throws over the middle. Another penalty marker hits the ground as the pass is complete and cutting it out of bounds along the near side. The Ravens are going to pick up some yardage, but let's see what this marker's down as it is a catch by Isaiah Haston.
Yeah, it's going to be a hold, I believe,
hold
against the pin.
Number 8,
that time the safety was sitting in the middle of the field, and JoJo actually ran by him. He reached out, and for some reason, the defender just grabs onto him to slow down the progress of JoJo running that drag across the field. Haston will stay in for this 1st and 10 at the 19. He'll go wide to the left side with Zimmerman tucked in as a tight end over there.
And the Ravens are going back to the I formation. How about that? Watson in front of Ugorji. Handoff is going to go Ugorji. He'll hit to the left side and pick up maybe 4 yards. He's going to be just short of the 15-yard line.
That time coming up to make the stop for William Woods. It's going to be Darius Butler, a 5'8" sophomore linebacker out of Red Oak High School in Dallas, Texas.
You think Tyler Watson put a little fullback in high school?
I would guess so. Yeah. Now, how about this? Jackson coming out of the ball game and in will come Zamar.
So the Ravens are going to go Wildcat with Hernandez and Ugorji in the backfield. It's going to be Ugorji to take the snap. That'll be a wing to the right. No quarterback out there. They go strictly Wildcat. Ugorji runs right, looks for a block. It doesn't happen. He stood up, picked up a couple of yards. I guess it looked like an exotic play with a lot of moving pieces, but it never really came to fruition.
Yeah, they've run it a few times this season, and that's about the extent of the play. Is, you know, I think 5 is kind of the ceiling on it right now. Benedictine going to make mass substitutions for this 3rd and 5 call.
And included in those substitutions is the return of the senior quarterback, the old chesty lion, Jackson Dooley.
So they're going to go Osborne, LeBron Jackson, and JoJo trips to the left.
Benedictine, 3rd down 5 at the 15-yard line, deep in Owl territory, leading 7-3. Back to throw, wide open. Ugorji at the 10, at the 5, in the end zone. That's a touchdown, Ravens.
Nice little flare pass over there to the left side, and Ugorji gave a little delayed hesitation to the linebacker. Linebacker stood up for a second, then he blew right by him. A 15-yard touchdown strike from Jackson Dooley to Xavier Ugorji.
And the Ravens add to their advantage. It's now 13-3, a PAT effort coming up here for Christian Clovey. So Benedictine made that look easy. They moved very briskly downfield on that series. 7 plays, 74 yards, 3 minutes and 40 seconds. And as a PAT is up and it is good, we're going to get a timeout. Taking a break at the 4:09 mark. Opening quarter in Atchison, Kansas. Homecoming 2025 finds the Ravens leading William Woods 14-3.
Atchison Auto Parts, it's your locally owned and operated independent Napa dealer. With a team of experienced employees that have a lifelong passion for the auto industry, they provide top quality parts and exceptional service. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right part. And with locations in Leavenworth, Smithville, and Sabetha, they can get that part same day, if not on their shelves. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Time in the ball game, Jordan Price and Mikhail Brown are going to settle in to throw on 5-yard line, waiting for the Benedictine kickoff. As the Ravens, after giving up 3 early in the game, have scored 14 unanswered. Here's the boot, end over end, and another fair catch called for exactly at the same spot on the 5-yard line, and back to the 25. It's going to come. For the Owls last week, a 36-35 win. And to allow that to happen, William Woods scored 17 unanswered fourth quarter points. So when you say that, guys, you got to start asking yourself about some of the teams, you know, around the conference. What has happened to Missouri Valley? And you also, after last week's performance, got to be asking yourself, what's happened to Mid-America? Because they are reeling right now. Here's a handoff to the right side. Woods trying to sweep right, picks up about four. Second down call.
Rocky would say, bite your tongue.
Yeah? They coming back today?
With 4:26 left in the first quarter, Mid-America leading Grandview 14-6 today down in Olathe. So.
Wow. Anybody see that one coming?
We'll keep you up to date on some of the scores from around the conference. St. Ambrose leading Culver Stockton 17-7. Peru State up 13 already with 3 minutes to go in the first quarter over Graceland. And Baker and Central Methodist tied at zero with 3 minutes left in the first quarter.
Second down call and the handoff into the right side. Hit before he can get to the line of scrimmage. And Dylan Bennett, the Raven D lineman out of Katy, Texas. It'll be the loss of a yard. It'll bring up a third down, half a dozen. Because Grandview is the unanimous number one team in the nation. They're 6-0. But they are going to Olathe today for that game against the Mid-America Bay, who lost by 20 last week to an unranked Baker team. Just remarkable. Yet, you got two teams who can and like to score. They're both in the top 25 of the nation scoring, 40 points about a game. And Grandview has got a top 10 defense. They give up less than two TDs a game. So,
and you talk about that Baker team who 12 minutes in still has no points against Central Methodist.
Second down, or rather third down, seven. Quarterback flushed out of the pocket, running to the right side, will throw deep downfield, lots of pushing, lots of shoving, but no markers. It'll be incomplete at the 30-yard line. How about Nehemiah Hicks? He was all over Jalen Becerra, and Becerra gets up a little sore ankle looking.
Yeah, Becerra kind of hobbles his way over to the nearest bench, and the good news for him is it's like 8 feet away from where he intended to make that catch. For William Woods, they're going to line up to punt for the second time today.
And for Benedictine, you're going to have Lagapuliana at his own 40-yard line looking for a return. 2.5 to go in the opening quarter. The kick blocked! It's blocked at the 15! Grabbed at the 10! He made the block! He made the score! It's a touchdown, Ravens! Give it to Blake Dapp, because he is a specialist at that.
Yeah, Blake Dapp is a guy who had a punt block last season for the Ravens. Talked to his family over in Fayette just last week, and there, a great job on homecoming. A block, a scoop, a score for the Raven special teams unit.
It's, you know, sometimes a guy will get a block, and maybe sometimes a guy will get a score, but it's a great day when you get the block, and then you get to put the old cherry on top by carrying it into the end zone.
How many times, though, do we see that now with these turf fields? That ball makes a true bounce right to you.
Yeah. Here comes the Raven PAT, and it's good, and that did not take long. Timeout with 2:22 to go in the opening quarter, and the Raven offense has exploded. It's Benedictine 21, Owls 3.
Craving something fresh? Head to Subway in Atchison. From the classic subs you love to fresh salads, wraps, and breakfast options, there's something for everyone. And don't forget to treat yourself with a foot-long churro or soft pretzel, perfect for a snack or with your meal. Subway, eat fresh. Conveniently located under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Great play. Special teams guy, Blake Dapkus for Benedictine out of Ashland, Missouri, the senior. With the block and the score, and the Ravens go up 21-3. Welcome back to Wilcox Stadium here on homecoming. Hey, there's a fellow that has inspired a lot of young Raven footballers here today. Gus is retired coach John Stammers here in the crowd. Great to see him. Here's the kickoff for BC, and fair catch, juggles and made it the 4-yard line. If you drop the fair catch, now you got a little problem, right? Hey, we're talking about other games going on in the country. We mentioned that that Grandview Mid-America game is going on. You got Morningside is going to be at home. They're started at 1 o'clock with number 23. Concordia has Northwestern lost last week, or rather Morningside lost last week to Northwestern on a blocked PAT. And Concordia scored in the final minute of the game to beat Hastings 32-29. So that's going to be another big game. And there's one more I would like to feature, but first, a first and 10 call. Quarterback back to throw, pump fakes, and nearly picked off at the 30-yard line. A diving effort, and Gus Peyton Joby thought he had it.
At that time, Peyton stepped right in front of that slant pattern, had a hand on it, and couldn't haul it in.
If you're in southern Kansas, it is Friends at Southwestern today in the KCAC, and Friends has catapulted to all the way to number 4 in the nation because their offense and their running game have both been phenomenal. So number 4 Friends and number 15 Southwestern. It is a 1:30 game, so it'll be getting away here in just a little bit. Here's a pass over the middle. It's going to be caught at the 30 and an immediate tackle. Abram Phillips leading the charge for BC. So the Ravens defense goes after that first series. By the way, you got Isaac Lopez in on that tackle also. After that first series, the Raven defense is kind of awakened a little bit here.
Yeah, they were just, I think, a little unfocused on maybe that first drive of the game, but it seems like they've been a little locked in since that point. And you also kind of wonder if some of it is that all week on the two deep, they were expecting to see Sari as the quarterback, and instead it has been Rhodes.
Well, certainly it has been Dante Rhodes all day long. Motion right, quarterback is back, going opposite grain and hitting the backfield. Guys, from the start, Isaac Lopez knew what that play was going to be. The quarterback rolled right, looked like he was going to throw to the right side, but instead he hit that running back who was going left. But the defenders read it, followed him, tracked him across, tackled him immediately, a little loss on the play.
Yeah, not much going right there for William Woods, and now they're set up for another punt. The last one blocked and took back to the house by Blake Dabkit. This time looking to get one away, JoJo's going to settle in at his own 40-yard line.
Yep, and Sharkey from his own 14 waiting for the snap. It's on the ground. He picks it up and gets off a horrible kick. It is sideways. It's spinning. It takes a Raven bounce. It does not get to midfield. Benedictine is going to have it at their own 49. It'll bring up first and 10 Ravens. We're late in the opening quarter, 48 seconds left.
About a 90
up 21-3.
About a 19-yard punt right there out of Sharkey. And he's a guy who really doesn't boom the ball. He averages only 29, so it was kind of on par for where he is.
Here comes the Raven offense. You're going to have two backs, one on each side of Jackson Dooley. First down call, motion out of the backfield. It's going to be tight, and he'll swing over to the right side. The handoff is going to go straight ahead. Look out, Samar, 40. Samar, 30. Samar all the way down to the 20-yard line. And that was a quick hitter that the strong safety had to come over and save a score.
Yeah, Samar did a nice job of getting patient, letting the block go, and then hits the gas, flies into that secondary. Jeremiah Hund saves what would have been a touchdown right there.
So Samar comes out of the game for a quick breather and right back in Ugorji. This is going to be the final play of the opening quarter. Ravens first and 10, now at the 22-yard line deep in Owl territory. William Woods' defense is on its heels a little bit. Handoff's going to go to Ugorji. He'll go straight ahead, take it down inside the 15-yard line, and it'll bring up a second and short when we return. First quarter is in the book. We got a timeout of the field after one in Atchison, Kansas. The Benedictine Ravens 21, William Woods 3.
Fall is tailgating season, and before you head out to cheer on your team, stop by Huntley Liquor. Whether you're grilling, chilling, or celebrating that big win, we've got the drinks to keep your tailgate going strong. Choose from a wide selection of domestic and imported beers, fine wines, and premium spirits to make your tailgate a hit. Huntley Liquor, 119 South 9th Street in Atchison. Hometown friendly, hometown helpful. That's Huntley Liquor.
Gus, welcome back, everyone. And we were
gifted a T-shirt from some of our good friends that kind of marks a 1985 Raven football team 10-0 and participants in the NAIA playoffs. That was the first time Benedictine had gone into the playoffs, you know, since the return of the sport. So that was a huge, huge game. It was played here in Atchison, Kansas at Amelia Earhart Stadium, and it was against head coach Larry Corver and the Northwestern Red Raiders. Coming out of the end of quarter timeout, they switch into the field. The Ravens are now going from right to left, and they're going to be second down and a long three, just shy of the 15-yard line, deep in William Woods territory.
Something we haven't talked about much today. The Ravens, if you look out at the offensive line, there has been a shift today. They started a guy who we didn't expect to get the start today, and that's been Eddie Swazlowski, has really done a nice job at that left guard position today.
Second down call, hand off Ugorji, and he's in trouble because one of the guys got pushed back, and he kind of runs into his teammate and tries to get around him, and by then the defense is there, and it just all went bad.
Yeah, that play just kind of fell apart from the start. And so for Benedictine, they're now looking at a third and, I call it loss of yard on that play, third and six. Ugorji checks out, and back into the ballgame will come Zamar Hernandez.
You're also going to get LeBron and JoJo back in for Benedictine, a couple of receivers who will take their spot on the right side, third down five. Inside the 20-yard line, Benedictine with a third down call. Jackson Dooley puts him in motion to the right side. He'll come set. QB looks left, throws left, has his man caught short of the 10-yard line, and because it's going to be close to, it depends on the mark, it's going to be a first down. A nice catch by LeBron. Bo Jacobs with a nice tackle. He allowed no additional yardage after the catch. But again, a smart receiver knows where those sticks are. He got the yardage on the catch that he needed to have. And Tyler Watson is going to come in. And the Ravens are going to beef it up a little bit. First and 10 at the 12. In the backfield, behind Dooley, it's going to be Zamar Hernandez. Zamar takes the handoff, dances left to the 10. Zamar untouched into the end zone. Touchdown, Ravens, Zamar Hernandez.
Oh, there's going to come a penalty right in the middle of the play.
There was a huge skirmish right at the line of scrimmage on the left side that continued way after the play.
Holding number 56, offense, 5-yard penalty, 10-yard penalty, still first down.
Wow, so they're going to say it was during the play a hold against Benedictine, and Zamar's touchdown, they're going to go ahead and negate that and bring into the ball game Ugorji.
All right, as a running back, you're making a little mental note, and you're going to have a word with that O-line, but sometimes that, dude, you robbed me of one, you know? So here comes Benedictine, who will now be facing first and 20 from the 23. Ugorji, the lone running back. Quarterback throws left. He's got JoJo. Does he get the catch hauled in as he crashes onto the pylon? He does. It'll be first and goal, inches away on a catch by Lagafuyana.
That time, nice job by JoJo going up, keeping his concentration, and he'll be out right at the goal line. It'll be first and goal for the Ravens.
Benedictine has been quite efficient moving the football after that kind of rough early start to the game. It's been all Benedictine ever since.
Ravens going to bring in two more offensive linemen. You're going to see Avery Fuller and Liam Sweeney into the ballgame.
A senior and a redshirt freshman. Here we go. First and goal, Benedictine from the one. Zimmerman will go to the right side. The handoff, Ugorji. He dances into the end zone. Touchdown, Ravens. And Benedictine stretches its lead yet further. 27-3 now. At 12.5 to go in the half.
So for Xavier Ugorji, it's going to be his second touchdown of the afternoon. One receiving, now one rushing.
And so for the Ravens, guys, have they not scored on every possession so far, right? Pretty much?
Yeah. Three possessions, three touchdowns, and then the block punt.
That's pretty efficient, right?
Take that most hits.
Not too bad. Here comes the point after. Kloby, as a marker hits the ground along the line of scrimmage, hang on, let's make sure this thing is going to stand. They're talking to Coach Osborne. It is going to be offside to the defense. We've got a timeout. Point after is going to count. 12 and a half to go in the opening half. All Ravens now. Benedictine 28, William Woods 3.
Amberwell Pharmacy now offers free prescription delivery available to those living within the city limits of Atchison, Hiawatha, Effingham, Lancaster, Everest, Horton, Highland, and Troy. It's the perfect option if you have limited mobility or find it difficult to pick up your prescriptions. Learn more about Amberwell Pharmacy and our free delivery services by calling 913-367-1654 in Atchison or 785-742-6190 in Hiawatha or visit our website at amberwellhealth.org.
Welcome back to Wilcox Stadium here on the beautiful campus of Benedictine College in Atchison, Kansas. We're preparers coming on very, very briskly on the Abbeys. They're putting some new stuff up there. It looks good, and that new building is really coming together here on campus, the new library. Here's a kick taken at the 7. This time they're going to return it. It'll be hit, and a fair catch would have gained him 2 more yards. He's down at the 23.
Well, and that's something that we've seen William Woods do all afternoon, is call for that fair catch, and you even commented on it that that's such a smart play right there. Ravens pop up the medical tent on the near side, is taking care of a few things over there.
Here we go. First and 10. And looking out of the field, I keep expecting, because I'm going to see Gabe Serry, but I just never have. It's going to still be Dante Rhodes out there for the Owls. First and 10 at their own 23. A little wraparound handoff, hitting the line. It's really doing a nice job of kind of slow walking it forward for just a little bit, then finding a little bit of an opening and accelerating into the middle. It's going to be a short gain and make it a second down 8. So I'm going to get you to help me. 28. I know that's like one of the great numbers of in all football, but where would is he not? Is he like a
Doris Wheeler? He is a guy who obviously has not caught a pass all season because every pass catcher is on here.
That's crazy. Second down 8. Quarterback's back to throw, but this play's going to be blown dead. We've got an offensive infraction here. A false start, maybe.
False start. Number 78, offense. 5-yard penalty. Remains second down.
That's Dwayne Willis, 6'4", 290-pounder on the front line. Left tackle, in fact, for William Woods. Woods has got some decent-sized guys. Got Marvin Syriac out of North Lauderdale, Florida, 5'10", 305. Daniel Milnes, 6'275", out of Los Angeles. It's Jackery Dallas. Dallas is out of Los Angeles. He's 5'10", 270. And then Josh Claypool, 6'2", 290.
Talk about the offensive lineman for William Woods, whether you were a starter or the backup on the two deep. None of these guys participated against Benedictine last year.
Second down, and it does, and the pass is going to be caught. It's a first down. It goes beyond the 40 to the 42. And that was really a well-run route by Matt Segovia.
Caught it right in front of Peyton Jobe, and Jobe able to make the stop, but not before another. William Woods first down, the ball out across the 40 to the 42-yard line.
Segovia did a nice job against Benedictine over in Fulton last year with 5 catches for 33. Last week he had 1 catch for 24. Guy out of Colorado Springs. He's also the holder, by the way. He's got the good hands. First and 10 of their own 41-yard line. William Woods with the football. It's going to be a QB keeper. I'm not sure he really intended for it to be a QB keeper. Not sure it was really drawn up to be like that, but I know it was not drawn up for him to take all of that beating and abuse that he just took back around the 35-yard line. Still 10 minutes to go in the opening half. Ravens in front 28-3. If you look at the scoreboard, the big video board that they now have on here, makes it look much brighter and more daylight than it really is. It's a little misleading.
And so I was laughing about Dante Rhodes earlier and those bright cleats. On a normal day, you wouldn't notice how bright those things look.
Second down, 15. For Woods at their 37. Quarterback goes back to throw, kind of a half-hearted play action, and a receiver who's wide open catches a badly thrown pass. It was thrown well behind the intended receiver, but I'm going to give Therese Wheeler a lot of credit for coming back and making that catch. We don't have anything about Therese. We don't have height. We don't have weight. We don't have class. We don't have hometown. We're probably just lucky to have his name. And
I always laugh. When teams put a guy on the roster and they don't list his hometown or anything about him, I always wonder, what are we covering up here?
Ravens shoot offside. It's a free play, so they will go very deep. And
he catches
it? Caught.
No, he dropped it at the end. But we're going to get a free play as it was a false start against the Raven off or defensive line.
Intended for Jordan Matlock.
It was not just one defensive lineman either. It was a couple, maybe even three.
Offside, number 95, defense. 5 yard penalty. Results.
Yeah, you picked the guy closest to the football.
Sure.
How they figured that out.
Yeah.
Taking a look at games going on around the conference right now. St. Ambrose leading Culver Stockton 24-7. Is Peru State leading Graceland 13-10. Baker has finally scored. And they lead Central Methodist 14-0 early in the second quarter. William Penn leads Clark 14-0. And I'll give you that Grandview Mid-America score after this play.
First and 10, it's got maybe their best possession since the first possession of the game. And again, they're going to jet sweep to the left side, spinning away from the first, gaining about 9 yards. That was a nice run by Segovia.
At that time, Dylan Witherspoon able to come over and make the stop for the Raven defense, but not before they're able to pick up about 8 yards, second and two for William Woods. I promised you right before that play that I had a Grandview Mid-America score from Olathe. Well, going into the second quarter, it's Mid-America 14, Grandview 7.
We'll have to keep you all updated on that one, as it is. It should be pretty much simultaneous with this game here.
You totally expect that game to, at then some point, be like 43-14, right?
Like this game?
Right.
Quarterback, halfback pass, who throws in the middle, and it's bottled. Did he get it? No! Oh, Kevin Harris had a shot at the interception. The quarterback pitched it back to Jalen Proctor. Proctor then started to throw, and I think he was going to throw it back to Dante Rhodes, the quarterback, who's over in the left flat. It was a horrible pass. And for a moment, Benedictine's Kevin Harris, the big D tackle, had it, and he kind of juggled it a little bit and could not get it.
Kevin Harris couldn't have a bigger grin on his face than he does now because, I mean, ear to ear, he thought he was going to be able to haul that one in, and it'll fall incomplete. It'll bring up a third and short for Woods.
I was already imagining his return of the interception. Third down and a pair. Third down two for Woods, and they're going to take a timeout. Let's do it. We're going to take a break with 8 minutes and 20 to go. We're in the opening half. And Natchez and Kansas, where it's Benedictine 28, William Woods 3.
Ready to look and feel your best? Snap Fitness in Atchison is more than just a 24-hour gym. With three tanning beds, you can get that perfect glow. Appointments are available Monday through Thursday from 10 to 1 and 2 to 6, and Fridays and Saturdays from 10 to 12. Stop by Snap Fitness at 409 Commercial or call 913-367-1511 to book your tanning session today. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness.
I learned a little something, you know, that's pretty inconsequential, which is like so many of the things I learned. It's like good to know, but it really doesn't make any difference. The timeouts in our game today, whether it is going to be the media breaks at the 2 minute marks or all of the timeouts like this one, they've now stretched them to 2.5 minutes in length. Did you know that? Usually we're 60 and back, but you know, they're now 2.5 minutes, which I think also allows for, you know, various recognitions and other sundry things that happen simultaneous with those timeouts. I'm going to get you to give me a Sunflower Showdown update here in a little while, too.
Don't
that's
want
going
to.
On. I don't want to hear it.
Mm-mm.
Okay, third down and two. Woods, quarterback is back. Throws a back down pass. Throws a BB over the middle and with two hands like a volleyballer. Blake Castillo rejects that pass. It's incomplete.
Yeah, Blake did a great job of recognizing that ball was going to be in his vicinity, so he stopped, put the hands up, and able to just volleyball that ball away. And
is that like
Lola
right now?
Two.
Right
yeah.
there in front of the net. Goes up with both hands, throws that thing back.
Good luck to the Atchison High volleyball team today as they're at Paola for districts, I believe, sub-state.
Third or fourth down, and they're going to go for it. Fourth down, two. QB over the middle, intercepted. The 25, 35, and he gets it back to where it didn't cost any yards. Isaiah Haston with the interception returns it back to what was originally going to have been the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, it wasn't a terrible throw right there for the quarterback. Throw it in the middle of the field, see what happens. If your guy gets to it, great. If it's intercepted, it was fourth down anyway, and when it was all said and done, it's going to come out to be a wash.
Yep, and Benedictine's defense continues to allow no more points. That is going to be the sixth interception of the season for Isaiah Haston. Six interceptions in eight games, because that's just pretty good. Are we taking this break? We're going to do it. Joseph, timeout, take it on the field. We will enjoy it. We're at 8 minutes to go in the half. Ravens, 28, William Woods, 3.
Stop by Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill for lunch or dinner. With their signature stack burgers, chicken sandwiches, and chicken strip baskets, there's something for everyone. Top it off with a classic DQ treat like the Hot Foot Sundae, Dipped Cone, or one of the many Blizzard flavors. All right now at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Happy tastes good.
Things to remind you about, not the least of which is, even though we are in the midst of football season, we talked about, you know, some of the matchups that are coming up for the high schools across the Sunflower State next week, because it'll be the first round of the postseason for those teams who will be in those playoffs. Because before any of that, we're going to have college basketball on Care Radio Thursday night from down at the Nolan with the guys.
I wish I could hear from somebody and tell me a little more about basketball.
Would you like to know more about basketball?
I'm really
basketball?
Interested to know how the Ravens are going to
okay.
be, if I know any of the new players. Think you can handle that for me?
Here's what we're going to do. We're going to see if we can't make that happen. If you stick around halftime today, we're going to make a point of it. We're going to talk to Ryan Moody, the head coach of the Benedictine Ravens. We're going to talk to him about the team, the upcoming season. We're going to talk about things and stuff, you know. I mean, we're going to cover kind of a broad spectrum, and I think you're going to enjoy it. So, yeah, we're going to learn a lot about the Ravens and their impending season at halftime.
Okay, Isaiah Haston pulled down his sixth interception of the year.
Okay.
Which then now starts to beg the question of, how's he doing as far as, you know, record-wise? Is that close? Do you know the record?
I do not.
What would, if you were to guess, who holds the record? I would have got this right. I would have got the year wrong.
I'm not even going to try. Who do we got? Shim makes perfect sense. Nine, that's quite a few. 1995, time flies.
So, Shim Johnson with the record of nine. So, as Isaiah Haston has six, again, three is still a lot of interceptions left to get. But it's something we'll keep an eye on.
Yeah, we were talking before the ball game. Some of the Raven players here who look like they could play. And Keith is here. He's one. We saw Don over at St. Louis. He's one. Shim's going to be another one. He could, you know, put a chin strap on and get right out there this afternoon. First down. Raven's back to throw. Going for the home run. Left side. Caught over the shoulder. Touchdown, Ravens. What a catch by Titan Osborne. Give him the 63-yard strike. Wow.
How crazy is this? Titan Osborne might be the best ball-in-the-air, go-find-it, track-it-down type receiver that the Ravens have right now, because that was a great pass in the sense of it was high, it was deep, and it was out in front of Titan Osborne. But he had to kind of readjust his route and find that football. He did just that in a huge touchdown reception right there for Titan Osborne. A 62-yard reception, one play, 62 yards, took the Ravens 10 seconds.
And the PAT stretches the lead. Another timeout, another Ravens score, and this one is going to get away, I think, in a hurry. We're at 7:55 to go in the opening half, where it is Benedictine 34, William Woods 3.
Looking for the ultimate night out? Head to High Voltage Bar and Dance, where the fun never stops. Open late every day of the week. Sundays, join them at 1:30 for bingo. Tuesday nights, get your boots on for free line dance lessons. And don't miss our weekend lineup. Fridays and Saturdays, it's karaoke, a DJ, or a live band bringing the house down. For all the latest updates, check out the High Voltage Facebook page. High Voltage Bar and Dance, 7-Eleven commercial in Atchison, where every night is a good time.
Benedictine kickoff set to come. For William Woods, they have fair caught all except the last one and then did not get that one back to the 25-yard line. So we'll see how they approach this kickoff return. And again, the return guys are up short at the 5 and 7-yard line. Here's a very nice kick. It will be caught and brought back from the 3. Cutting to the middle of the field, working his way to the left side. Hit at the 15, down at the 15. They will lose 10 yards by not fair catching that one, Gus.
That time, Colby Sexton, the 6-foot redshirt freshman out of Jacksonville, Florida. He has been a menace on this Raven kick coverage unit all season. And right there makes another stop and backs William Woods to the, I guess, spot about the 15. Yep, nose up to the 15, and that's where the Owls will start their 6th possession of the afternoon.
So for William Woods, and I know you track this, I mean, it's pretty easy for me on a game like this. First possession, field goal. Second, third, fourth, and I don't know how many they've had, but no more points.
Yeah, it's going downhill from there.
Here's a long pass on first down the right side, and an acrobatic effort to catch. It's going to go incomplete. Coverage down here by Trey Williams. If I'm a Raven, there are some numbers that you want to wear. 9, I think, is, you know, if you're wearing number 9, you're a pretty good athlete, right?
Yes, not bad to be number 9, right?
Titan Osborne wears it on the Raven offense, and as we just mentioned, Benedictine also defensively with number 9 out there, Trey Williams out of Lake Forest, California.
Moments ago, we were talking about a number 8. Shem was 8, right?
Yeah,
I believe so.
It is 2nd and 10 from their own 15-yard line. WWU with a football, quarterback 3-step, drop again. Fires one over the middle, and it's way, way out of reach. He got a little bit of mustard on that one, as they say, and the intended receiver is going to be Clayton Byer, but it goes incomplete. And here's the thing about Clayton Byer, because he's a receiver, but and he wears 87, but they list him as a quarterback. So he's another one of these players for William Woods, who we may see in the backfield. We may see taking a snap before this thing gets over today.
Yeah, Clayton Byer is the guy who's already thrown 12 interceptions this season.
It's third down call. Quarterback is back. He's hit. He is sacked as a helmet rolls all the way into the end zone. That was a big old collision. He's going to be dropped back at the 7-yard line, an 8-yard loss. And William Woods, 3 plays minus 8 yards, and will be forced to punt from the end zone.
What a job right there by the Ravens, getting into the backfield, making the sack, his 3rd of the season. That's Matthew Etzel out of Shawnee Heights.
Okay, if you're Benedictine special teams, your eyes really big now. You got this guy 8 yards, 9 yards deep in the end zone trying to punt it out. You've already blocked one. Here's the snap and the kick. Oh, it's partially blocked. He got a hand on it. Blake Dapkus blocks it down. It does cross the line of scrimmage. The Ravens are going to have it at the 15.
Blake Dapkus gets his hand on his 2nd punt of the day this time. It does go forward out to the 15 where the Raven offense will start their possession.
1st and 10, Benedictine. The yardage numbers. I haven't really been looking
but I'm going to check now. They've got to be starting to get a little bit silly, don't they?
Yeah, right now the Ravens, 256 yards of total offense as opposed to William Woods with only 129. Penalties, not a huge deal, 4 for 30 on Benedictine right now.
We're only halfway through the second quarter, by the way. Motion will go to the right side for the Ravens, first and 10. Deep in Owl territory at the 15-yard line. Hand off Zamar. Good to see him back out of the field. He'll work his way to the right side. Angle over toward Babe. First down marker. They will say he steps out inside the 10. Give him the 9. It's a 6-yard gain. And now Benedictine is going to start utilizing some of the other players. Robbie Sharp is going to appear for the first time today. We have not seen Robbie on the field yet this afternoon. He's been getting a little more and more, you know, PT out here. Last week, 5 carries, 97 yards. He's going to get a carry right here. Starts right, cuts left, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. First and goal.
Last year, Robbie had a pretty nice game against William Woods, 7 carries for 49, but 2 touchdowns last week against Central Methodist. Now the Ravens are going to have a first and goal at the 1, and Robbie's got to be thinking, here's my shot as Avery Fuller and Liam Sweeney check in for the Ravens to help beef up the offensive line. Out comes Haston and Jackson.
Yeah, and you're also going to take out a wide receiver, bring Zimmerman in. So the Ravens have got the all-beef lineup in here. Hope you're enjoying this. Raven football games are about to stretch their lead here on KAIR-FM. Horton Atchison. Here's the handoff. Diving in. How about Tyler Watson? Come on, guys. Throw your arms in the air. It looks like he got into me. Touchdown, Ravens.
Tyler Watson, it's a late call.
Tyler's standing in the back of the end zone with the football and said, hey, guys, I'm over here. A nice touchdown run by the Raven. Let's call him a fullback on the play. The tight end slash fullback, Tyler Watson. That'll be his second touchdown of the season, his first rushing.
And Benedictine's lead stretches as I see Paul go by.
Schaefer?
Sure it is. Yeah. Benedictine, quarterback from the 2018 National Championship game. Schaefer's here. Here's a kick. It's up. It's good. And we are taking a break. The Ravens offense, relentless on the heels of a defense that's given them some great field position. Timeout at 5:55 to go in the half. Benedictine in front, 42-3.
You shouldn't have to choose between the conveniences you need and that small-town feel you want in your banking experience. That's why there's Union State Bank of Atchison. They're passionate about community, and that means offering their customers the technology and tools they need to do banking their way. With options like online and mobile banking, plus My Rewards checking and Real Saver, you get everything that big national banks offer, but with everything you love about a community bank. Visit one of their 8 locations and learn why Union State Bank is proud to be your community bank. NMLS number 654946, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Well, for the Ravens, it's been a big day offensively, a big day for the kickoff crew. And here comes Christian Klobe again to boot it away. It'll be fielded at the 5, and there's your fair catch. A wise decision by Mikhail Brown. And here comes the William Woods offense. Mikhail, by the way, he's a 5'9" freshman out of Savannah, Georgia. Never really been down around Savannah, Georgia. They say it's really lovely down that way. A little bit overcast, a little bit brisk here this afternoon in Atchison, Kansas. But the crowd does not seem to mind, as Benedictine is having a kind of a feeble day right now, late in the opening half with William Woods. First and 10, called for the Owls to pass to the running back out of the backfield. He'll angle it up the near side, get a first down. He stays in bounds. Gus took a little extra punishment for his effort, but Bryson Neely is able to pick up a first and 10. Here comes the move of the sticks, and here comes the William Woods offense with 5.5 to go in the half. Benedictine in front right now, 42-3. So, I see that inquiry that you're dealing with there. First down call at the 36-yard line. QB, a simple wraparound, a straight-ahead run, and a, hey, let's make it a four-yard gain up to the 40-yard line. And what you're going to see right now, I think, for William Woods, I think is a smart thing. And you hear coaches say it. I kind of, you know, sometimes you get tired of hearing them say it, but I know that what they're getting at. They're going to the basics here, right? We're going to start. Okay, let's forget all the other stuff and all these, you know, all the weirdness. Let's just hand off. Let's just run it straight ahead a little bit. Let's just try to get something good working. And that was a nice play. Picked up four.
Yeah, try to build on those and try to have a few positives in a row.
And there's a sweep to the left side that gets to the corner, picks up another two or three up to the maybe 42-yard line. It'll pick up a third down and three. So right now for William Woods, the key is move the ball forward. Don't, you know, be stationary like you are with an incomplete pass, or go backward as they were when there was all those tackles for a loss. They're just trying to establish something positive here in the late going of the first half, 4 minutes to go in the half. And Benedictine with a commanding 42-3 lead. Third down and a couple of yards from their own 44 for the Owls, who are 1-6 now on the season and 1-4 forever as a team. Pass left side and broken up. And it was broken up because the coverage guy just was in the way. It's not like he reached out and made a spectacular play. He just got in the way.
Yeah, the Ravens didn't do anything spectacular right there. It was Ben Gilliland over there, the sophomore linebacker out of Van Meter. Kind of threw his hands up and didn't allow the receiver a good path back to the football. And it'll bring up a fourth down. And for William Woods, no surprise here. It looks like they're going to bring the punt unit out.
If you, as a quarterback, want to complete that pass, you got to go get it a little higher, a little deeper, and let it get out in front of your guy, not make it in a position where the defender can get between the ball and the receiver. Penalty markers sail as the punt goes away. The fair catch is called for. JoJo falls on the ground. He might be hurt. It's going to go down inside the five, down to the 1 yard line. What's the marker? It's not going to be helping Benedictine because everybody's going to the other end of the field.
Yeah, and you kind of worry about JoJo a little bit. He went to field that punt. He fell and kind of went down awkwardly.
Yeah. You're asking yourself, make sure he's
against,
okay.
It's against Woods.
On the kicking team, that 5 yard penalty will be enforced from the previous spot and re-kick fourth down.
So, a legal formation, and they're going to have to re-kick this. And for Woods, that's rough because you got a kicker who averages 29 yards a punt, hasn't done anything to help himself today, finally got rid of a really nice punt. And then you've got a penalty. So JoJo's going to stay out there, so must be okay. He's going to settle in right at his 25, and now Raven coaching staff is saying, no, move up a little bit. Let's get to the 30. And he'll reluctantly move up to the 30-yard line.
Get that down box across the way set where it will be officially fourth down 9. The line of scrimmage, 37-yard line. The punter standing at his own 22. The snap rolls back to him. Throws between his feet. He's back chasing it down. Gets it away, and it's blocked into the end zone. It's laying in the middle of the end zone. Who's covering it up? And the punter kicks it out the back. No, it was a lineman. Boots it out the back. And that will be a, is that a safety?
Yeah.
That was probably a very alert, heads-up play.
It was kicked out of the end zone by Xavier McCoy, a defensive lineman, a sophomore out of Aubrey, Texas. So a whole lot of confusion and things happened there. What happened was the original punt smacked off of Matthew Castle, John, of the Ravens, rolled towards the end zone.
Number 58, 54, kicking team. Result.
Well, again, as McCoy kicks it out the back, he walks over, he rips his helmet off, and he goes over, and his coach, you know what his coach says, runs up to him, gives him a big hug. He's like, that was the best thing you could have done, because you saved us 5 points right there.
Yeah, and you don't expect that heads up of a play from a defensive lineman, right? Like, I mean, that's not in his wheelhouse.
It's not
right?
What he works on every day. Yeah, absolutely. So it was well done, and the Ravens will add to their lead. It's now 44-3, and
We don't get, how many safeties do we see a year? Some years none?
I was going to say most years none.
Yeah. So we're going to see the Ravens. So how often do they practice the free kick return team? Ever?
Not much.
No. They're all over there. They're all looking at each other going, okay, you got Lagafuiana back there. And you're going to look at this. You're going to have Titan back there. He's going to take Zamar's place. Zamar's kind of been with that sore leg muscle a little bit. He's on the near sideline on the bicycle.
I'd like to
see Titan with the return.
I was say, trying to just stay loose.
Yeah.
Titan's another one of those home run hitters.
Oh, yeah. He's so big out there. You don't see return guys, big guys, usually, but Titan is that. And so it will be a free kick coming from the 20-yard line by William Woods.
I'd be interested to see Isaiah Haston return a kick. He's a guy who, with the ball in his hand, seems to understand how to get from point A to point B.
Here's a kick. It is low. It is bouncing. It is rolling. And Titan will get it at the 25. 30 goes left. 40. Outruns to the 45. Speed to the 40. And bumps out of bounds along the near sideline into the Ravens bench at the 37-yard line. What a nice return for Titan Osborne. And guys, I don't like that tackle at the end where you throw yourself at a guy's ankles and knees.
Wow, what a return right there for the Ravens, able to get it up across midfield down into William Woods territory at the 30. So they're going to say went out at the 37, but there's a 5-yard penalty to tack on to the end of it. So it should be right around the 32, 33-yard line that they're going to spot this ball down. When it rains, it pours.
Wow. For Benedictine, it'll be 1st and 10 when it's all said and done. Okay, all the craziness. It'll be 1st and 10, Benedictine at the 33-yard line. Ravens with the football, 3:13 to go in the half, leading at 44-3. They're at the 33-yard line in Owl territory. Quarterback Jackson Dooley will send motion man to the right side. That's going to be Robbie. Snap is back. He looks right, throws right over the middle, and it's going to be short. He had his man over to the 10-yard line, but it was going to be a little uncatchable as it was to the left and behind Trey Herbert.
Yeah, Trey Herbert, I'm kind of wondering if maybe just didn't run that route correctly and kind of bent it out instead of keeping it tight, because the ball was thrown in a very specific place, and now Jackson kind of walks over to him as he's going to check out of the ball game, and back in will come LeBron Jackson. So it'll be LeBron Jackson and Cameron Dover wide to the right side. On the left, it'll be Titan Osborne and Tanner Zimmerman.
Second down call. Ravens going from right to left here in the second quarter. Snap back, taken to the waist, handed off to the running back, and it'll go inside the 30, 29, maybe the 28-yard line for St. Pius X. High school grad, Robbie Sharp. Big DT, Xavier McCoy.
McCoy, the guy who just punted the ball out of the back of the end zone, and he did that thing so well a moment ago. Maybe even think about letting him try to punt the ball today. Comes up with a tackle there, and for the Ravens, they're now faced with a third down. This afternoon, the Ravens 2 of 2 on third downs.
Third and 5. Hard count, back to toe, quick shot over the middle. Zimmerman, first down inside the 20-yard line.
Jeremiah Hurd, the strong safety, comes up and makes a hit on TZ, but you know what I like about after Tanner catches the ball and there's safety around him, he lowers his shoulder and kind of gets small for a guy who's 6'5". He doesn't allow those defenders to get clean shots on his knees.
And when that happens, you'll also notice that Jeremiah Hurd gets up pretty slow because he took a lot of punishment making that tackle. 1st and 10, Benedictine now at the 17. Deep in Owl territory. Quarterback looks, now throws. Down the right side. Fade pattern into the corner. In the end zone. Titan Osborne. Does he make the catch? Touchdown, Ravens. Titan Osborne. Deep in the right corner. Just inside the back pylon. And Benedictine has scored its 50th consecutive point. And we're not at halftime.
So Benedictine. 6 possessions. 6 touchdowns. They forced a safety. And, it's just been a really good – oh, and then had the punt blocked for a score. So special teams have also helped out today.
Ravens scored 87 on this team last year, and I'm sure a lot of people thought, well, you're not going to score 87 again. Well, that is certainly not out of the realm of possibility. With a PAT good, and we're here taking a timeout with a minute 54 to go in the opening half. It's now Benedictine 51 – William Woods 3.
Are you looking for a fast, secure place to fill up your vehicle's tank? Stop in at the Pumps, just south of Holton, powered by B&P Propane and Knotty Pine Oil. Whether you are filling up your tank, grabbing a snack, or just need a pit stop on Old 75 Highway, the Pumps has you covered. The Pumps offers E10 87, Premium 91 no ethanol, dyed diesel, clear diesel, and DEF. The Pumps is a family-owned local service, keeping Jackson County moving every day. Swing on by today and get set up for easy 24/7 access.
Benedict and Christian Klobe, because there's not a guy who's worked harder probably on this team than Christian Klobe. I mean, how many times has he kicked off? We were talking about how the Ravens have been over 50 points a game for the last 5 weeks, and they're over 50 points. We're not even at halftime today. That really shakes into a lot of kickoffs, you know? And here comes the kickoff unit again.
If you realize that that was kind of an elongated timeout because we also used it as the two-minute break.
Okay, that's a very good plan.
So we're at the minute 54 mark.
And BC will tee this thing up in the Olathe South Falcon. Christian Klobe, here's a guy with a long, bright future ahead of him. Only a sophomore. How about that?
Last week broke the record for the longest field goal in Raven history, and he's a guy who's doing all the kicking duties today, so.
The advance on the ball, and there it goes. That's a nice one. And it will be taken at the 3. They will go at the reverse, across the left side to the 10, up to the 20, and shoved out of bounds. Is that Watson over there at the 25, 30-yard line?
29 over there on the stop. It is, again, Colby Sexton. I think right now, when it comes to kickoff coverage tackles, probably aren't even going to have to really look much more this season. It's been Colby Sexton, and it has for the last 3 weeks. It's a nice kick coverage tackle right there by the redshirt freshman out of Jacksonville.
All right, guys, put yourself in the shoes of William Woods and first-season head coach Sam Kemp. What are you going to do here? I mean, you've given up 51 consecutive points. You're not even at halftime. So what's he do? He goes for the home run. He catches it deep in Ravens, and he drops it at the 30. Wow.
That time getting a hand in there at the last minute. It's going to be Josh Boone, the sophomore out of St. James, punches that ball away, and what a job right there.
A 40-yard pass play that should have been caught. And that's kind of how it's been for the Owls.
Right. I think that's that's the tough part if you're an Owls coach or a fan right now. Is some of those big plays, you've been right there and just not been able to capitalize off of them.
Jordan Matlock is coming wide to the near side. You're going to have Matthew Segovia filling the slot to the right. Quarterback is going to be Rhodes. He's chased. He's flushed out of the pocket, running, throws the ball behind his team. It'll bounce on the track and over to the fence, and that's not going to be Rhodes. You got Gabe Serry in the game. Gabe Serry from O'Fallon, Missouri, the 6'2 senior quarterback for William Woods. So at this point, you try to mix it up. You got to try to find something that's going to work, right?
Yeah, I mean, you've got nothing to lose right now. The Ravens keep shuffling new guys out there on defense. Matthew Edsel is going to be out there along with your near side defensive end is going to be Savion Payton, an edge out of Park Hill High School.
Third down 10 at their own 30-yard line. Short drop, quarterback from the pocket, has a man wide open at the 35-yard line, and a one-on-one tackle by Josh Boone will stop him short of the first down mark.
Yeah, and so now if you're William Woods, you've got a decision to make. Do you go for it? You're going to leave the offense out with a minute 12, and I would take plenty of time off of this clock before I snapped it, but they seem to race up there.
It is 4th and 2 at their own 38. If they don't complete this, or if they don't pick this up, the Ravens are going to score, Gus. Now they're running it down a little further, 13, 12 on the play clock. It's going to be down to around 45 or so. By the way, Gabe Serry has punted a couple of times. Now he's going to drop back, and it's going to be the quick kick. Well picked up, Gus. That was nice. It's going to land at the 40 and be down at the 41. And the Ravens with 40 seconds left as the ball is going to be covered by Desmond Wilkins. Ravens are going to have 40 seconds. They're going to have 58 yards to go. And they have all three timeouts remaining.
They do have two touchdowns that have been one-play drives.
This is true.
Throwing that out there. Sikorsky started out on the field. He's going to race back, and David Wilburn will come in instead. Ravens are going to bring in a new running back. It's going to be Derek Overstreet. So going to the roster still in the first quarter, or first half.
First and 10, Benedictine at their own 42. They're going to go conservative and hand off into the middle, 45, 50, and drag defenders downfield. That was a very nice run for BC, and the Ravens carrying the football now. That's Derek Overstreet in the game for the first time today.
Kind of surprised the officials left the clock running, because shouldn't it have stopped to reset the sticks?
I would have thought maybe, yeah.
Never did.
Overstreet out of Owosso, and the Ravens are burning
so
a ton of time.
Right now.
They're not certain. 11 seconds, 10 seconds to go in the half. They're going to get one more play, and they're going to have to hurry up to do that. Snap back, straight ahead run. Again, it's Overstreet. He's going to pick up a few, and we're going to go to halftime. It's intermission here at Wilcox Stadium on the Benedictine College campus in Atchison, Kansas. We'll be back to summarize the opening half for you as the teams go to the locker room. It's Benedictine 51, William Woods 3.
Hi, this is Dr. Curtis Kincannon with Atchison Animal Clinic, where we provide efficient, top-notch veterinary medicine in a comfortable and safe environment for both animals and owners. But that's not all. We also offer grooming services and a selection of recommended pet foods from Hill's Science Diet and Royal Canin. Come visit us at 1401 U.S. Highway 59 or check us out at AtchisonAnimalClinic.com to schedule an appointment today. Atchison Animal Clinic, where service, satisfaction, and animal health meet.
It's time for you to get the care that you deserve. When you're in our hands, you can rest assured that you're getting the best that there is. Here at Atchison Senior Village, we strive every day to be the skilled nursing facility of choice in our community. We make sure that each day you spend with us is filled with the caliber of service that will make your stay comfortable, safe, and therapeutic. Our in-house therapy team promotes quality outcomes for short-term, long-term, and outpatient residents. Let us take care of you or your loved one. For more information, contact me, Nikki Weigel, today at 913-209-0138.
Halftime here in Atchison, Kansas, as the Benedictine Ravens enjoy a, let us just call it, a comfortable advantage at intermission over William Woods. Raven team, Gus, has not left the field. Okay? They are going to stay out here, and they are, I think, going to, you know, enjoy it a little bit and appropriately give a tip of the hat to the incoming Hall of Fame members who are being inducted tonight officially here to Benedictine College's Hall of Fame.
Yeah, you know, you talk about athletic director, defensive coordinator, former coach, Charlie Gartenmeyer. And he's got a lot of, you know, been a nice guiding force for a lot of these guys. And then you talk about Coach Pops, who was an active coach when a lot of these guys were here. So, you know, a nice tip of the hat for the team to stay out here during the break. And let's also be honest about something else. Nothing to talk about at half,
Wait,
right?
If you're Coach Osborne and you're all these guys, where are you going to go? You go in the locker room and say, hey, we only got 51. Come on, we got to do better than that in the second half. Let's go. Let's pick up that offense a little bit. We need some more points, some
only
more yards.
317 yards of total offense, rushed the ball for 99. You did have four penalties for 30 yards in the first half. This has been a really good first half for the Ravens so far. Only, how about this, 27 plays to get 317 yards. You do the quick math, you're right at about 12 yards a play. So it's been a good first half for the Ravens. Seven possessions, six touchdowns. The one went to halftime. You have a safety on the play. You've got a blunt punt for a touchdown. So for the Ravens, a lot of good things have happened in this first half.
It hasn't been too shabby, really.
You look at the rushing today for Benedictine. Zamar Hernandez leads them in rushing. Three carries, 38 yards. Ugorji, seven carries, 34 yards and a touchdown. Overstreet, 2 for 13. Robbie Sharp, 2 for 13. Titan Osborne, 3 receptions, 2 touchdowns. See, that's how he has that almost 40% touchdown-to-catch ratio. He's got 3 catches, 98 yards, 2 touchdowns. Zimmerman says, hey, I'm still hitting 50%. 2 catches.
64 yards, one touchdown. Lagapuayana has one reception. Isaiah Haston with one. Ugorji with a one reception for one touchdown. LeBron Jackson getting back into the action today. One reception, 5 yards, and so good to see him back with the team. And an efficient first half for quarterback Jackson Dooley. He was 9 of 12, 218 passing yards, 4 touchdowns, sitting at a completion percentage of 75%. And you would say, man, he's a guy who might be a national player of the week. I'm going to tell you probably not, because I expect to see a good dose of some other players in the second half. I don't think you're going to see much passing out of Jackson Dooley the rest of the day.
Yep, and now the attention of a really good, as really good whether it's homecoming or not, but a really good homecoming crowd here at Wilcox Stadium this afternoon is going to be focused out of the 50-yard line, where college president Steve Venice is going to be out there, and he is going to join with Charlie Gartenmeyer, his family, and Michelle Papagiorgio and George's family.
See the purple hat?
Yeah.
Husky hat.
That's what I'm talking about. I like it. I don't know who it is, but I'm proud of him for wearing that here today. Do you know what we're going to do? We're going to take a little bit of a break. We promised you a conversation with Raven head men's basketball coach Brian Moody. We're going to talk about the upcoming season that begins this week for us here on K-Radio with him, and a little bit about his team. We're going to talk about the conference. We're going to talk about a lot of stuff. Stick around. I think you'll enjoy that. But right now, with our halftime score, by the way, there's one of Coach Moody's potential starters right there. Halftime score here at Atchison, Kansas. It's Benedictine, 51, William Woods, 3. Back we go to our man Joseph. He's in the K-Radio Sports Studios with the good halftime stuff.
It's time for the Taco John's Halftime Show on your home for Benedictine football. K-Radio 93.7, Taco John's in Atchison. Bigger, bolder, better.
Good deals are hard to come by, but with Meal Steals from Taco John's, you can get a full meal of favorites like a crispy beef taco, a bean burrito, junior potato olays, and a small drink starting at just $5. Order these Meal Steals in-restaurant or online only at Taco John's. At Taco John's, we don't put boundaries on flavor, but perfectly seasoned meats and irresistible potato olays will always be our meat and potatoes. And now try 2 new meat and potato burritos for a limited time, only at Taco John's.
All right, with that, we've got Ryan Moody joining us, head men's basketball coach at Benedictine. And Coach, you know, if I've synced you out, it means that it's already basketball time, man. How crazy, how fun is this?
Yeah, this is exciting. This is a great time of year for us to get started. NAI rules permit games to be played the fourth Thursday in October, and we open the fifth. This is a weird year with 5 Thursdays in October, so we're excited. We're just a couple days out from our home opener this coming Thursday against Haskell, and have had a great couple of months of preseason and official practice to get started.
Well, Coach, let's start way back at the beginning. We're going to talk about this game. Oh, by the way, we'll just promote this. Gus and I are going to be up there for this game on Thursday night. You have Haskell, who's really become kind of a traditional early season opponent, and it's kind of fun.
It is fun. You know, with Cougar Downing as their head coach, you know, it's a chance to get him back to his roots a little bit, and there's a connection between him and I with that. And then they're close, they're out of league, they're not in our conference. You know, it's a good fit for both of us, so I'm glad it works out every year.
Now let's start talking about you've brought back, you know, certainly graduation is always hard. You lose some good guys, but good news for your team is you bring back some very talented and some really experienced players that are going to be the anchors of this team this year.
Yeah, so we returned 13 guys, Tom, which is probably unheard of in 2025 recruiting in college basketball with all this transfer portal and everything else. I think, you know, one just quick stat in our league of the top 30 players in the league, which is the first, second, and third team in the heart, only 3 returned that had eligibility remaining. And we have 2 of them, Bryson LaRue and Jack Vanderwoody. So the whole league's new. And so we're really excited about the continuity. You know, we've been kind of battling through being young the last couple of years, and now we've got third and fourth year guys and even a grad in Preston Reynolds in his fifth year. So they had a great spring. They had a great summer. We were able to play some games, get some practices in this summer. this is probably, Tom, the most athletic team we've ever had in my going on 15 years at Benedictine. We can run, we're long, you know, we're athletic and can really shoot it, and have shown some toughness and some grit on defense in the last month. So, you know, we're excited about this group. We don't necessarily know where that takes us, but, it's nice to have a big core of guys that know what you want to do back.
You can never have too many great athletes, coach, right?
That's exactly right. Never. I mean, now, honestly, that's a good, just, I'm sorry to cut you off, but like,
no.
We're really deep. I didn't mention that. I mean, you know, like we're 10, 12, maybe 13 deep. I mean, we have a couple of new freshmen that probably are going to have to work their way in there in a year or so, but it's been a really competitive, you know, last month and a half of practice because we could go in any types of directions. We can be big. We can play small and go with Larry Parker at the four and Preston at the five and match up against smaller teams. So it's given us, I think, two things. It gives us depth to protect us from injury because it's going to happen. And it gives us just a ton of, you know, utility knife, I guess, options where we can play a ton of different lineups.
Well, with that all said, let's talk a little bit about that lineup. I mean, you are going to be bringing back some guys that we know right out the gate are going to be starters for you.
Yeah, so, you know, I don't know if it's top four, but there's four guys that are pretty much slotted as long as they're healthy to be starters for us. That'd be Deglan Sullivan at the point guard from South Bend, Indiana, and then Jack Vanderwoody from Noakesville, Virginia, Bryson LaRue from Lee Summit, and Preston Reynolds from Lenexa. So, you know, like, I think those four guys are about as solid as they get. I'll take Bryson and Deglan and Jack against any three guards in our league right now. I mean, Deglan just brings that toughness, that speed, a competitor, a great leader. And then you got Jack, who's one of the best three-point shooters, not just in our league, but in the country. And Bryson is just solid, returning leading scorer, can score at all three levels, like just a really, really good player. And so with those four guys, you know, then it's kind of a crapshoot at the five. We have a couple guys that can play there. Ben Saduka, Aiden Sullivan is a transfer in from Wayne State in Nebraska. He's an Olathe kid that's 6'8", 230. And then you've got this group, like I was just talking about, that adds all this depth. Drew Purdy at 6'9", Gabe Sidzik at 6'7", Larry Parker at 6'5", you know, Harrison Kissling that's a combo guard. Jared Lee's back off of injury that also played at Staley with Larry Parker. He's a really, really good point guard. And so it just has given us all this depth. Noah Simmons, I think he's got a chance to compete, to play a little bit too. So, you know, we just have a lot of options right now, but those top guys, we're pretty excited about them.
And you're going to add with them some new guys coming in because you may have maxed out on the Sullivan limit in the roster because you got another sub. You got three on the roster, right?
We do. So Deglan Sullivan from South Bend, Indiana, his younger brother is Paxson Sullivan, who is a true freshman for us this year. They both played at Marion High School in South Bend. Paxson will redshirt this year. Similar player to his brother, but is developing and just, you know, there's not enough room for him this year, so he'll redshirt. And then we added Aiden Sullivan, like I mentioned. Aiden Sullivan's from Olathe Northwest that we recruited out of high school. He went to a Division II school in Wayne, Nebraska for 2 years and then transferred back. He redshirted his first year, so he has three to play for us. And he's a great athlete, big, strong guy. So the Sullivan limit is capped out. It's confusing enough for us, let alone our staff, our training staff, everybody else.
Well, Coach, this brings me to a philosophical question, and I don't know if it's too early in the day for philosophy, but you have a lot of depth, okay? And I mean, there's just absolutely no question about it. Love these guys. With that said, there are five spots at 200 minutes. How in the world do you come up with who gets what? I mean, that's got to be like one of the toughest parts of the job.
That's a really great question, Tom, because we as a staff have been talking about that a lot, and ultimately it falls is the head coach. I mean, I think the biggest part of that is communication and role, defining roles for each guy and what their role is going to be. And we always say, like, you know, like, let's say we're telling you that you're going to be a 10 to 12 minute guy and you're going to back up the starter. We don't want you to be okay with that role, but you have to embrace that role. And so that's that open and honest kind of communication between staff and player. You're right. We've only got five spots. And ultimately, you know, what is that? 200 minutes in a game. I mean, we have 200 minutes to spread around to the guys. Now, with all that said, we're deep. So I think you'll see us pick up a little bit more, maybe man to man, full court. I think you'll see us run. I think you'll see us play a little faster this year. I think our depth can be an asset. And, you know, but ultimately you can't play 15 guys in a game and get anything done rhythm wise. So I think that, you know, there's going to be some role definition. There's going to be some guys that have to be prepared to hear their name called when either maybe somebody goes down or somebody's having a bad night. But I can tell you this, Tom, I'm not sure we've been around. I mean, I talked about like the athleticism of this team. I'm not sure I've been around a better culture built by players than this team. I mean, they are connected. They love each other. They compete against each other. They have each other's back. You know, we invested in a mental toughness coach this year that has met with our team twice in person on campus this fall and will meet through the year with us on Zoom. And he's given these guys some great techniques and some great strategies to like battle together and battle through things. I think that a lot of that, I think these guys are happy for each other. You hear it all the time on the radio right now about the Chiefs wide receiver room. Like they're just happy when the other guy catches a ball. I think our guys are very similar. I think that the success, if we can find it, if we can have it, if we have success, I think they're going to be extremely excited for each other, regardless of what their role is at that point.
As you come into a season, do you go in and do you recruit players and say, I want a team that does this, whether it's a run team or a half-court team or whatever, and recruit to that? Or do you get the best athletes you can and guys who fit the mold and fit the Benedictine style and say, you know what, here's what these guys bring to the table, so I'm going to make a team that uses their talents this way?
I think that our recruiting strategy first, Tom, is this. We've got four things we're looking for, right? And I'm not going to be too long-winded. I'll make it really quick. But the first one is high character. We need guys that are good people and make great decisions and are good to other people. I mean, that's high character. Number two, if you're not academically driven, you don't have to be a 4.0, but if you're not driven to be good academically, you won't survive at Benedictine College. So we've got to find guys that fit that. The third thing is talent. You have to either be good enough or project to be good enough with development to help us win games. And then the last one is competitive toughness. Like you have to be, we use the word dog, D-A-W-G. It's one of our core values. You got to be a dog. And you have to be able to compete. You have to be tough. You have to get out of bad moments and get back onto the same page as your teammates. So like if you check those four boxes for us, Tom, that's what we're looking for. Now to your question about skill and size, like, the more guys we have that can shoot threes in 2025, the better we are. It's the analytics of the game. We're trying to space people out, you know, but I'll be completely honest. A couple of the guys we have, Tom, we got lucky. I mean, Deglan Sullivan is a stud at point guard. Maybe one of the best. We've had some good ones now. If you think about John Harris and Jaden Bristol and guys like that, like Deglan's right there. And, you know, he found us. His parents were, we're looking for a great school and a great Catholic school. And the next thing you know, we're looking at video saying, who is this kid? And we bring him to campus and here we go. So, you know, we work around, we find the good pieces to the puzzle. And then we kind of, you know, cater our offense to that and our defensive style. And you'll see us play a little different this year. We're not as ball screen heavy as we've been in the past. A lot more movement off ball, a lot more screens, trying to get shooters shots and attacking the rim. So, I hope that answers your question, but, you know, we got to find good people first, and then we kind of work around it.
We want to continue to promote that this season's getting started right away. We're going to be up in the Nolan on Thursday night for game one with Haskell, and that brings me to the schedule and your competition. This Heart of America Athletic Conference is really good, and now it's gotten, in my opinion, really big. The days of the round, double round robin are now a memory, right?
They are. We're in an unbalanced schedule, which for just the short story on that is we're not going to play everybody twice. We're going to play a certain pod of teams that are kind of local to us twice and then play everybody else once and maybe a couple others twice. That's just kind of set up by the scheduling gods. So you could have one team in our one, well, almost every team in our league has a different schedule because you don't know who you're playing, you know, on the road once or at home once, and it's just kind of a crazy thing. We dropped the number of league games to 20. As we've grown, we can't do a double round robin. We just don't even have the space in the schedule to do it. So that gave us 8 non-league games, and I think we did a really good job at our non-league time of getting ready for the Heart. The Heart is clearly brutal and transfer heavy. So when I say that, I don't mean that negatively, but it's old. I mean, transfers are older. They're not young freshmen. So, you know, you have to be ready to go into a game and compete against guys that are 21, 22, 23 on their third or fourth school. So our non-league game is set, or our non-league schedule is set up for that. We're playing national tournament teams in St. Mary's, Southwestern, Columbia, and Dort. 4 of those 8 games are against teams that made it to the national tournament. And this team's ready for that. I mean, we need to do that. We need to challenge ourselves, find out where we are, and get those tight, tough games in. And so we're excited about that non-league schedule. The other games, Haskell, KC Christian, Hannibal LaGrange, and I'm drawing a blank on my 8th non-league game, but yeah, I think that sets us up. And then the Heart will always be tough. I mean, our first league game is William Penn. It's on a Saturday night at 7 p.m. because we have home football that day. And it's going to be a doubleheader for you guys too. But, you know, William Penn's always good. And this league is it's tough. So we're excited to get into it.
Coach, we're looking forward to that day. Once, you know, every few years, the planets kind of line up, and we get the triple dip, and we're going to get to do that as we're going to get football in the afternoon and then dash down the hill and have a men's and women's basketball games that night. So, yeah, we can't wait for that one. That's a great day.
We'll try to have some coffee and some Gatorade for you and Gus, and maybe some granola bars or something to keep you guys alive and awake that day.
Hey, you can't do all of this, you know, alone, and you are one of the luckiest guys in the world to have an assistant, associate, call him what you will, John Peer. This guy is so good to have associated with this program and his school, and you are lucky to have had him here as long as he's been, and he is still here doing his great job.
I mean, you probably couldn't have said it any better. I mean, he's one of my best friends. He's our associate head coach, essentially right-hand man. John's special gift is connecting with players. I mean, he does such a good job in the recruiting process of bonding with our guys and then continuing that bond while they play at Benedictine. He's got a great feel for X and O's and a great basketball IQ. He's going on 20 years. This will be his 20th year. This will be my 15th. And his might even be a little longer if you count maybe a GA or a student assistant. And then when he played, so John's just been a fixture here, bleeds Raven red. Couldn't do it without him. And then we kept Adam Rieschel on for a third year too, which usually our GA cycles too. But, you know, I just loved what he did for us the last couple of years. And I think he's an up and coming great young coach. And so we had to kind of create a part-time position for him, so we're excited to keep him around too. The guys connect with him as well, so I couldn't ask for a better staff, and I think that they're excited about this team as well and ready to get going.
Coach, any last thoughts, words, certainly encouragement for the fans to get a schedule in their hand and get up to some of the games, because you're going to bring in great competition, an exciting team, man. The whole world just lays out in front of you yet.
Yeah, no, I do think this could be a special group. You know, like I said, I don't know exactly what that looks like yet, but we sure feel good about them. I think people that in Atchison, in our local area, that want to see great college basketball, this is a fun team. You're going to enjoy watching the style of play. You're going to enjoy watching how they compete. Our season ticket packages are up on the website, at our athletic website at ravenathletics.com, and people can sign up for those and pay for them online. We open Thursday against Haskell at 7 p.m., October 30th, day before Halloween, and then we're off to the races. So we'd love to have as many of you out as possible. I think this will be a fun group.
Ryan Moody, head coach of the BC men's basketball team. Thanks for the time, man. Best of luck. Have a great weekend here with the homecoming, and we will see you in the gym Thursday.
Appreciate you, Tom, and go Ravens, and let's get this football win done today.
Thanks for listening to the Taco John's Raven Halftime Show on your home for Raven football, High Country 93.7, part of the MSC Radio Network. We now go back to Tom and Gus Kautz live at the stadium for second half action of BC Raven football.
In mind, we're going to have the second half action coming up pretty shortly. The halftime here at Homecoming 2025. A little extended, but that's okay. It's all good stuff. And the team just now beginning their return onto the field. Welcome back, everyone. Joseph, producing and engineering, he's the guy that took such care of us at halftime, and we appreciate you, Joseph. Thank you so much. Gus Counts with me to my left. Tom Counts. Cohen is kind of supervising, kind of, you know, looking over our shoulder, which somebody probably needs to do periodically. And Gus, if you're William Woods, they need some points. I mean, they just got to figure out a way to.
They just need to find a way to kind of weather the next 30 minutes of football. And right now, I expect in the second half, and we touched on it a little bit before the break, that Jackson Dooley was 9 of 12 passing for 218, 4 touchdowns. The Ravens have a blocked punt for a touchdown. They have a blocked punt that turned into a safety. It's just been all Ravens this afternoon. And so for William Woods, yeah, your goal is to get out of here and maybe give up fewer points in the second half than you did last year against Benedictine. Last year, Benedictine won 86-0. They only ran 62 plays. Today, they've run 27. So last year, they had 514 yards. Today, they've got 317. I'm going to tell you that if you start doubling those numbers, even just set for maybe a little bigger afternoon than they had last year in Fulton.
Now, I'm looking at what William Woods has coming up yet as the season, you know, draws closer to an end. And I'm a little confused by that one, but I'm assuming that they are they at Mid-America next week, or are they at Penn next week? Do you know? Because they've got one more road game, and then they will conclude the season with back-to-back home games with Clark on the 8th and Missouri Baptist coming in on the 15th.
Okay.
Fulton.
Yeah, so they're going to finish the season with at Olathe next week, home with Clark, home with Baptist.
Okay.
Two of those, they shouldn't lose terribly. I feel like they'll be in it with Clark, and who knows what Missouri Baptist is by that point of the season. Other games going on around the Heart of America,
yeah,
Athletic Conference.
How's that Mid-America game going now?
They
were trying to startle everyone there right early, right out of the gate.
All right, so let's start at the top. St. Ambrose is leading Culver Stockton in Canton today with 3:45 left in the third. It's 34-7. Graceland has overtaken Peru 24-13, just starting the second half there. Baker has scored some points today as they now lead Central Methodist 28-0 early in the third quarter. At halftime, it's William Penn leading Clark 20-0 in Dubuque. And with 12 minutes left in the third quarter, it's Mid-America 21, Grandview 17. So keep an eye on that.
Really?
Game. Yeah. So we'll keep an eye on that game as
progresses. As a, you know, different kind of fan, as a Raven fan, as a conference fan, as an NAIA football fan, do you want to see Mid-America win that game? Do you want to see a conference team get knocked out of the first position? I wouldn't think so.
Yeah.
I mean,
as a Raven, I would prefer that probably Grandview just wins that.
Well, yeah.
Some of the problems right now for Grandview has been that they have lost a fumble. They've also thrown an interception this afternoon. A couple of those things, you know, tend to add up as you're playing good teams.
Well, for Benedictine, the kick return unit makes their way out on the field, and because it is a very different kick return unit look. We've got Derek Overstreet back there, and who does that, Isaiah?
No.
No. Help me out with the far side one if you get a chance there. But in the meantime, here's the kick away.
I'm going to guess it's Braden Fuchsels.
It is going to be taken by Overstreet at the 2. 10, 20, 30. Down at the 34. Fumbles the ball, and Overstreet turns it. Is it down?
They're going to say he's down.
Wow.
I'm not 100% sure of that. Oh. You want to get
Zion's having a word with him on the sideline about that.
You want to get in coach's good graces, you better hold on to the football.
Yeah, bottom line is that's probably not the way to endear yourself and to get a lot more returns or a lot more minutes. Here we go, first and 10. Benedictine, we're just underway in the second half, and The Ravens have already, frankly, got an insurmountable lead. We're going to get motion over to the right side. That's Dave Wilburn. Here's your handoff cutting into the middle, and there's just nothing doing here.
That time, Robbie Sharp is trying to run into the left side of the line. Nothing doing there as quickly. Jay Sean Lee Harper makes the stop on the play. Lee Harper with only his sixth tackle of the season, but it was enough to stop Benedictine on the first down play and set up a second and 10.
Had Trey Herbert over on the near side, and now Benedictine going to come in with Robbie Sharp again. He's going to be your running back. Going to be a step or so behind the quarterback on his second and 10 call. The look, the pass is caught at the 40 and very near the first down. A tackle at the shoulders or maybe just above the shoulders made on Cameron Dover, who makes the catch. Malik Williams with the defensive play. They'll move the chains. Ravens first down.
Yeah, that time a nice little out pattern. Cam Dover uses that large body frame of his at 6'2", 215 pounds, able to kind of fight off the defender just long enough to pick up the first down.
Herbert is going to be on the left side for the Ravens, who will go slot left. Now motion to the outside with Wilburn. First and 10 at the 45. Now the motion all the way across the field, overload the short side. Quarterback is back. He'll throw downfield. Got his man. It's going to be caught at the 40, 35, and down the left sideline with the catch and carry. Trey Herbert the third. Carter Holloway, the free safety, comes over to make the stop, but the Frisco, Texas native sets the Ravens up at the 30-yard line now in William Woods territory. First and 10, BC. And did you notice just how casually and, you know, how easily that pass from Dooley went out there?
Yeah, the ball just jumps right off of his hand.
Yeah, it was just so effortless. First down, Ravens at the 30-yard line. The motion will go to the far sideline. QB's back, rolls right, sets up, fires into the middle. It's going to be caught, and it's going to be another first down to Wilburn.
Because it's not Jackson Dooley. You feel like the ball was coming off the hand a little differently.
Is that not Jackson? I thought it was 15. Did they switch him out?
They won 6.
You do see 1-6. How about that? This series, the second half, has been quarterbacked by redshirt sophomore from Mar-Hellmount Academy in Atchison, Kansas. It has been quarterbacked by Mark Harris. So how about this? Mark moving to Ravens downfield, first and 10 to the 20-yard line. He will make the handoff to the 20 and down to around the 16. The Ravens are going to go. It's going to be Overstreet with the carry.
Look down on the near sideline, and Jackson has been over here talking to TZ. Now he's back here talking to the kickers and saying, hey, we may have to go out for a PAT here in a second, so make sure everybody's on the same page.
If you are looking and you've studied them, you know, the two deeps and stuff and got them pretty well memorized, you might as well just forget that because now you're going to get Braden a few calls back in. Ravens have gone two, now three deep here in the second half. You're not going to see any starters really out there. Here's a hand up in the middle of the line and down to the 15-yard line goes Overstreet, the junior running back for Benedictine. He's going to be right at the first down marker. Oh, they're going to say no. They're going to say his knee touchdown more at this 14, so make it a third down and a few.
The right side of your line is going to be Jefferson Otter, a 6'2" sophomore out of Norton, Kansas. You're also going to have out there, it's not Harrison Schmidt, Avery Fuller is going to be your other guy out there out of Creston.
Third down at the 14. Cornerback pass over the middle. It's caught by the big tight end at the 10. He's going into the end zone. Touchdown, Ravens. David Wilburn goes in from 14 yards out on a Mark Harris pass. And Benedictine takes the opening kickoff of the second half, just punches it down the field.
And nobody happier than TZ out on the field. He is so excited that his tight end caught the ball over the middle, takes it into the end zone. And now Ravens looking around, making sure they can get to 11 on this PAT opportunity.
You know, the excited guy was Coach Osborne. He's like trying to get him off the field from celebrating. They're so happy as everyone's out there throwing the high fives as the PAT is up and rockets through the uprights, and Benedictine's lead continues to grow. Timeout with 11:01 to go in the third quarter. Ravens 58, William Woods 3.
At Hummelgaard Family Dentistry in Atchison, your comfort and health come first. You're in good hands.
I'm Dr. Jordan Hummelgaard, formerly Campbell. I grew up right here in Atchison. Caring for the community means everything to me. We take time to listen and make sure you feel comfortable and cared for, whether it's your first visit or your 50th. When you walk through our doors, you are family.
Hummelgaard Family Dentistry at 913-367-7270 or stop by 817 Santa Fe in Atchison. Hummelgaard Family Dentistry.
All right, guys. While Benedictine is really showing us their depth, let's also take a look at Kyler Harris is kicking. The sophomore kicker. Look at that thing. It's going to be all the way down to the 2-yard line. They will fake the reverse, come near side to the 15. But he won't get beyond the 20.
That last possession for the Ravens, 7 plays, 66 yards, 3 minutes and 51 seconds, capped off by a 14-yard Mark Harris to David Wilburn, touchdown throw. Wilburn spelled correctly, W-I-L-B-U-R-N, and it's a good week to be a Wilburn, so just throwing that out there.
And it is. Congrats to all of them. And if you're Kyler Harris, and it's H-A-A-R-H-I-U-S.
And by the way,
kicker.
Kyler's also the guy who kicked the PAT.
Yeah, okay, well, he's also the guy whose alma mater is going to march toward a state championship next week. Here's a pass over to the left side for Woods, and it's going to be maybe a 2-yard gain. It won't be any more than that. Kyler Harris out of Overland Park, St. James Academy. So what do you think? He knows how to kick in a big game?
Yeah.
Bring up a second down 9. For Woods.
Raven's got a couple guys out of St. James. You've also got Josh Boone out there from
St. James.
I don't know how good these are anymore.
Yeah, the green one might be a little bit good, maybe not two. The red one is probably not very much at all at this point. Second down 9. Here's the beauty of this, though. I mean, in all candor, it's homecoming. Ravens with a big lead. Quarterback is back for Woods. Throws. Oh, that's a pretty pass and a nice catch for a first down across the 40-yard line. Making the catch is starting running back Jalen Proctor. It'll be first down. Josh Boone with that tackle. But here's the thing. If you got your son, your grandson, your nephew, your next door neighbor, kid from down the street, or the kid you coached in high school or in peewee football, there's a really good chance you're going to get to see him get out there today, right?
Yeah.
You don't always get this.
Yeah, and you know, this is a great learning experience too for the young guys. I mean,
like,
it doesn't get any better than this for, you know, practice.
Hi. Howard Hoos. Thank you. I was struggling with that.
That time the run is going to go in the middle, and it's going to be knocked down by Jaden Fletcher out of Circleville. So it'll bring up now a 2nd and 6.
Harhoos. Did you get that?
Oh.
Okay.
Nice.
Well, I think we're going to need to know that before the day is over some more. 2nd down 4. The Owls is there at their own 48-yard line. We still got 8:50 to go in the third quarter. Ravens sideline is bustling with activity. Quarterback is back to throw for Woods. He's chased down out, sidesteps, goes to a wide open receiver at the 35, 30, and going to be bumped out of bounds around the 25-yard line. Anthony Longren makes the tackle for Benedictine. The deal there was the quarterback had forever. I mean, he had all kinds of time. There was no pressure on him, and he was just able to wait for something to open up finally.
Ravens going to bring in a couple new defensive linemen into the ballgame. You're going to see Christian McAfee, the 6'3" redshirt freshman edge player out of Sabatha, also in there. Carson Miller, a defensive tackle out of Harrisonville.
Quarterback is Rhodes, and he is back there in the backfield all alone. Receivers sideline to sideline, 5 receivers out. He looks left, throws left, gets his man who drops the ball at the 15-yard line. It's incomplete. Hit his receiver right in the hands, but Trey Williams was there delivering that immediate tackle, and it's going to bring up an incompletion, and it'll be 3rd and 10.
The Ravens have really done a good job throughout the season of
you know, rotating between 9 and 20 at your cornerback over there, Trey Williams and Sakori Thomas. We're seeing Trey out there right now here in the second half.
For Benedictine, you've got Ryan Hernandez over here as a strong safety. And look, they've got him clear up at strong safety right up in the line of scrimmage, nose to nose with the wide receiver. Ryan's out of Burbank, California. Here's a handoff in the middle. Running back bounces outside. Oh, a great tackle by Longren. And it's going to be virtually no gain on that play.
Longren with seven tackles coming in today out of Blue Valley High School. And you don't even have to guess what he is. A redshirt freshman.
Yeah.
Ravens have so many of those guys that are getting valuable time this season.
Ryan Hernandez was involved over here. And you see him on the near side out of Burbank, California. When I hear Burbank, isn't that where the Johnny Carson show was filmed and run? Wasn't that out of Burbank?
Sounds like it. I think I remember.
Feels
yeah,
like it.
Studio in Burbank.
Yeah. Third down and 9. Back to throw again. This time being pressured, being hit, being sacked at the 35-yard line. That is a 15-yard tackle for a loss by the Raven defensive front. And it's 6:50 to go in the third quarter. It's decision time for the Owls. You leave the offense out on a 4th and 20+. The field goal is way too long from here.
Yeah, I'd love to tell you who made that sack, but 57 does not appear on a roster.
No 57 there, no 57 there. Yeah, no, I don't know.
Okay, so William Woods is going to line up for a 50-yard field goal. Long on the season is 39. He's good already today from 38.
Here's Sharkey. It's down. Blocked! The field goal is blocked. The Ravens take it on a hop. Here goes Hernandez to the 30. The Burbank guy at the 10. At the 5, he's down to the 2. They caught him from behind an ankle tackle. He and I thought he was going to take that thing all the way.
That's one of those plays you say, it's homecoming, I'm out there, I'm a redshirt freshman, and that was your opportunity.
He was telling his grandchildren about this play someday.
And now, into the ball game, a guy who's going to be really excited is going to be Derek Overstreet, because you got to think, Overstreet will probably run this in. If I'm the Ravens, I run this tush-push right here and just let Mark carry it in.
You got Rashawn. You're also coming into the game, Gus, with a fullback-looking guy. You got Carson Hintz out there.
I was going to say Carson out there.
How about Carson Hintz in the lineup? You got a tight end in at a fullback spot for Benedictine. That's Zoe Olade. He's in at the fullback. Check out this alignment and the personnel package. Here goes BC. Harris, hands off, Overstreet, second effort, touchdown Ravens. What a play for Benedictine as they move now to 64-3. Just over 6 minutes to go in the third quarter. That's right, the third quarter yet. So, for Benedictine, points continue to add up. We got a
substitution on the defense. There's also an illegal formation on the offense. Those songs offset. Still first half.
Okay, so we're going to replay the down.
Yeah. So wipe that one away for Overstreet. But we still got kind of the same guys out there.
You want to bet it's the same play?
Olade, a redshirt freshman out of North Hills, California. And
Ravens run the same play to the right side. Just come up a little short.
So it'll bring up a second and goal from the 1. Overstreet carrying the ball that time. And again, because for Benedictine, you've got over there on the left side for BC. Brandon Martin.
And now we're going to see Hintz checking out, and back in comes Cameron Dover.
A 6-player substitution package coming in for William Woods. It is second and goal, Benedictine from about a yard away. Hand off, Overstreet, walks in. Touchdown, Ravens!
I didn't even have to scratch it out.
There was nothing to it. Derek Overstreet into the left side of the line with 5:17 to go in the third quarter. So the only difference was he took a few more seconds off the clock. 64-3, Benedictine. And another PAT coming up. And again, for the Ravens, you're even making substitutions now at the kicking position. Wait for that snap. There it is. And the kick. And there it is. Timeout on the field. The Ravens' kick is not successful. With 5:17 to go, it is Benedictine 64, William Woods 3.
It's football season, and there's no better place to catch every snap than Mueller's Locker Room in Atchison. With TVs everywhere you look, daily food specials, and ice cold drinks, you'll feel like you're right on the 50-yard line. From kickoff to the final whistle, the best plays happen at Mueller's Locker Room. Mueller's Locker Room, 120 South 2nd in Atchison. Your game day headquarters all season long. Mueller's Locker Room. Locker Room.
Wilcox Stadium on the Benedictine College campus in Atchison, Kansas, where it's college football this afternoon. And the Ravens have been, because I don't know just what superlative to utilize. Dominant is just not strong enough as they lead 64-3 and over 5 minutes ago in the third quarter yet. I don't even know what you could say.
Quite a few ways you can describe this game for the Ravens.
But let's describe this. You kind of touched on it during the break, and you probably don't want me to go there, but I can't help myself because I have no filter.
So
what in the world could possibly be wrong with Missouri Valley?
How terrible was Missouri Valley, I think, is the exact wording I used, because I get it that William Woods was at home last week, but, man, there's no fight in this William Woods team. 61-point deficit right now. There's still 5:17 left in the third quarter. Benedictine has, in the second half, played all of their, you know, backups and getting everybody in, and yet you wouldn't know if I took all the numbers off. You would think that's still the starting offense for the Ravens.
How can, you know, you as head coach Osborne come, you know, like, call the dogs off anymore? You got to put 11 guys out there. You've played all of your players. I mean, you're just so good, and you're so deep. I mean, your guys who are not playing are starting for this Woods team. Okay?
Yeah.
You got guys on the sideline who haven't taken a snap yet this year, but will today, who would be starting for William Woods today.
Yeah, and there are a handful of guys out here now. They're also just playing as hard as they can, because here's my chance to put some game film together for Coach and say, man, somebody goes down, Coach can say, you know, that guy's ready, right? So, I mean, again, right now you're just looking at this Raven team and dismantling William Woods here today.
All right, going back deep.
Mark Harris, talking about him. He's 4-for-4 today, 60 yards and a touchdown pass already.
So here we go. The kick is going to be fielded by Woods. They'll go to the left side, 10-15. Across the 20 and running out of bounds, somewhere in the vicinity of the 25-yard line. Official is going to go over, and he's going to give him a generous spot. Blake Dapkus, who's having another fantastic game.
Blake Dapkus should be special teams player of the week in the conference, right? He has a punt block for a scoop and score, and he has another punt block on the day. So he's blocked two, scooped one, scored one, has a handful of special teams tackles. You can't tell me that there was going to be anybody that has a better day special teams-wise than Blake Dapkus.
First and 10 for William Woods. And staying out there, quarterback is going to be Dante Rhodes. I can tell from the shoes. Again, you don't have to see his number. He will make the handoff. They'll sweep to the right side, turn in the middle, and spinning forward, Jalen Proctor, good for maybe three. And that is one of the plays that they ran us in that initial series that allowed them to get downfield enough to actually put the first points of the game on the board, as Woods led 3-0 early on.
That time, Trey Rutker over there, a 5'9" sophomore cornerback out of Weatherford, Texas, for the Ravens. He's now out there on this near side.
And wide to the right side for William Woods, you've got Jordan Matlock. It's Jordan Matlock. I hate duplicate numbers. Quarterback back, looking, now running, going left. He's got some room, and is going to be ushered out of bounds. Extends the arm, trying to pick up whatever he can. But defending over there, Gus, is going to be Colby Sexton. He runs to the far side and kicks him out of bounds. The down markers fly, and I'm just making sure that everybody over there is okay. The big old collision. This is going to stop the game for a minute while they probably make some repairs to the down and distance markers. The head linesman is over there doing some repair work. So for Benedictine, Gus, what are we going to do next week? We're going to find out that the Ravens are down to only a few games and almost everything is at home now for BC.
Would we decide three of the final four games this year at home? And for Benedictine, next Saturday, home with Missouri Valley. Then you're going to finish at Baker, home with Mid-America to finish out the regular season.
Speaking of Mid-America, how goes things with them and the Vikings of Grandview? Because at last check, they were hanging in there pretty good.
Okay, we're going to the fourth quarter.
Huh?
Mid-America with the football leading 28-25.
That's not enough.
And like I said, they've got a 3rd and 6 at midfield.
It's first down here for William Woods. They've got everything fixed up. First down at the 40-yard line. Running back starts left, nothing there. Comes right, gets 3, 2nd down 7.
That time coming up for the Ravens to make the tackle. You're going to have a very excited Justin De La Rosa, redshirt freshman out of California, making the stop, getting in there on that defensive front. He will be one of the defensive tackles. The other one is going to be Lamar Henderson, 6'4" junior out of Atchison by way of West Platte.
Now, here's the problem that teams have. I mean, so Benedictine, not only is this good, number 3 in the nation with the potential to move up depending on how things go around the country, and you're resting your team for half a game today?
If you're Valley, you're not thrilled about that.
Here's a pass over to the right side that is well out of reach of Jalen Proctor, and it's going to go incomplete on the near flat in front of the Raven bench, bringing up 3rd down 7. Yeah, so Benedictine rolls up 50-plus points in the first half, does not play a starter, and a lot of the two deep guys at all in the second half.
Right, and let's be honest that William Woods is out there with every starter.
For sure.
And still looking at an uphill battle.
And right now it is quarterback Dante Rhodes out of New Rochelle, New York. 3rd down 7. Back to throw again. Keeps looking to the right side. Throws it there for his receiver, and he just missed him. His hand was outstretched, and he may have even got a fingertip on it, but there was no way he was going to be able to make that catch. Ravens with the coverage on this side by Trey Rucker.
That time, the quarterback took a hit. Is coming in off the backside, undefended, is Xavier Woods, a 5'11", redshirt freshman out of Olathe North.
Now, oddly enough, we do have JoJo still back there doing the kick return work.
But we saw this last week, even with all the younger guys in the ballgame, they stuck with JoJo as being the return guy.
Snap back at the ankles. He will get this kick away. It is very short. Bounces at the 35. It's going to go out of bounds somewhere around the 30. They're going to mark it up 32, maybe the 33-yard line. So that was clearly an unreturnable kick, and Ravens are going to have great field position.
JoJo comes off the field, and the first guy standing there to greet him is Jackson Dooley. And Dooley's got that helmet propped on top of his head. He's smiling, saying, "Hey, you still have work to do today."
That's a very quarterback look, right? With the head, with the helmet kind of tilted back on his head.
Ravens going to bring Wilburn back in at the tight end position.
And Harris, the quarterback for Benedictine, behind him is going to be running back now, because Luke McCormick is in the game. And Luke, with the bright red shoes, will get the handoff. He'll try to stretch it outside, can't find an edge. There will be no gain on the play. 2nd and 10, Benedictine. Bo Jacobs over there, the Atlanta, Georgia native for Woods. So how about that? The Ravens continue to... Guys, last week they had, 9 guys carry the ball? There's going to be double-digit ball carriers today. 2nd down. Here's a little pitch, 30, 5, cutting back in the middle, 40, about an 8, 9-yard gain, and a nice little run to the near side by Chase Sikarski.
Yeah, you also have blocking downfield. Nice job seeing 6'2" redshirt freshman Liam Sweeney. Had a good block all the way downfield. Now the Ravens are looking at a 3rd-and-2 back into the ballgame for Benedict, and it's going to be Carson Henson. This is a guy we've seen play some linebacker. Well, right now they've got him lined up as kind of another tight end, an H-back, fullback, whatever you want to call that position.
Third down call. ISO pass, not close.
That time he was looking over here to the near side for Joshua. Nope, it's not going to be Xander because I know it's not. So Langer maybe? When it's all said and done, the Ravens are going to have their first possession of the afternoon where they'll be set to kick the ball away. Kobe into punt for the first time.
Whoa, it's our first punt of the afternoon. We've got a minute and a half to go here in the third quarter. Still a fourth quarter to come for Benedict. And return man for William Woods. That's going to be Ethan Lawler at his own 15-yard line. So Woods has switched up the return. They've got 10 guys at the line of scrimmage and a single man back deep. Snap is beautiful. The punt, that's nice. That's really nice. The catch at the 21-yard line.
For a guy who doesn't do it,
yeah,
that's an excellent punt right there by Kloby. It kind of smiles as he struts his way off the field, and he has had an excellent game today.
Pretty much everybody, you know?
You're going to be hard-pressed to come away from this game and find anything that you didn't like today.
You know how coaches are. They're going to want to come into practice,
right?
You've
got to find something.
Yeah. There's something that you guys say, we got to work on this, guys. This is, you know, this isn't good enough. That's a tough one here today.
You can usually find, like, one thing, maybe two. It's going to be tough today.
First down. And then here's a hand up in the middle. He'll ride the search for a yard, maybe two on a generous spot as running back Rashawn Woodland makes that carry.
That time making the stop for the Ravens is going to be number 50. I would like to tell you that it's Avery Fuller, but it is not Avery Fuller on the tackle.
Okay. Well, I'm going to get a little extra nomenclature out here to kind of help things here for a while this afternoon.
Looks,
how about that?
Looks like this should be the final play of the third quarter if William Woods wants it.
Yep. Depends on how they like to play it. I would make it the final one if I could, if I were them. Here's the pass to the near side. Oh, that was a pass that I'm going to tell you, because Rashawn Woodland is going to say, do not ever throw that like that. Dapkus came over to make the hit. The receiver caught the ball with his back to the line of scrimmage, and the pass was a little behind him, so he turned around to get it. And as he does, Dapkus hits him right in the small of the back, and he just kind of folds.
That's one of those you're going to feel this evening, you're going to feel it tomorrow, and you're going to feel it next Saturday. And now William Wood's going to go ahead and take it.
Yep, we're doing it. Three quarters in the book here at Wilcox Stadium, where Benedictine is on its way to the 7th win of the season. Ravens 64, Owls 3.
Good deals are hard to come by, but with Meal Steals from Taco John's, you can get a full meal of favorites like a crispy beef taco, a bean burrito, junior potato olays, and a small drink starting at just $5. Order these Meal Steals in-restaurant or online only at Taco John's. At Taco John's, we don't put boundaries on flavor, but perfectly seasoned meats and irresistible potato olays will always be our meat and potatoes. And now try two new meat and potato burritos for a limited time, only at Taco John's.
As much as cowbell helps things, there's no help for the Owls this afternoon, guys. Not even that. They're over there on the sideline now. They're huddled up around first season head coach Julian Mendez, and they are pairing up by number and trying to decide, you know, have the pizza order, right? Is it the pair up for pizza time?
Yeah, they're also sitting there around going, do I really need to go in for this fourth quarter? So,
and again, here's the deal. I mean, not trying to make light of it, but it is 64-3. And William Woods did, in fact, score the very first points of the game. They took the opening drive.
Yes.
Went downfield, got in field goal range, kicked three. They were up 3-0 and feeling pretty good, but it
it didn't last.
They scored 17 unanswered against Missouri Valley in the fourth quarter last week to come away with the win. Benedictine has scored 64 unanswered today. So it's been a couple weeks of runs for William Woods.
Look at the Raven numbers out there that I don't recognize just right off the top. You guys like Nick Driscoll is out there, a 6'3", 230 sophomore out of Ramona, California. I'm just looking out and seeing. I see Chloe Sexton is still out there. We got guys over on the near side. We mentioned Ryan Hernandez. He's already had a huge play in the game. Quarterback is back to throw for William Woods. Fires one way, way too high. Is there any ladder tall enough for Jordan Matlock to make that catch?
And Dapkus was just daring him to catch that ball over there. He was looking for another big hit. Dapkus playing the cornerback on that far side, and JoJo looks around and he said, wait, it is fourth down. I got to get back in there. So Lagafuayano will check in, and he'll settle around his own 48-yard line. It'll be interesting to see if Justin Sharkey gives him anything to return here.
Ben Brandis is up on the defensive line, 6'1", 240 redshirt freshman out of Oak Park High School in Kansas City. Here's a nice punt. JoJo's going to let it bounce, and it'll be down at the 43. So the Ravens are going to have very good field position to begin this series. It must be their, 40th possession, I don't know, of the afternoon. It feels like it.
Mark Harris is going to be the quarterback. Your running back on this possession will be Luke McCormick. We talked about the freshman out of Walnut Shade, Missouri, Branson High School.
Ravens are going to go slot to the left side. And that is going to be Trey Herbert. Two running backs to the backfield. Harris will take the snap. A little handoff. Going into the middle, running over tacklers and getting across midfield down to the 47-yard line. That was a very, very strong run, Gus, by Luke McCormick.
Yep, coming over. Carter Holloway making the stop for William Woods. He's a sophomore out of Troy, Missouri.
Coming off the near side, Dave Wilburn. You know, every time Dave walks out there, he just looks big. He looks so tall, and he is like a solid guy at 6'4", two and a quarter or so.
Mark Harris checks out of the ballgame. Robbie Sharp will come in. The Ravens are going to run that Wildcat formation, and Sharp will be your quarterback.
Second and a couple just across midfield, Benedictine. And here's a direct snap and the advance. And again, guys, they've run it for two times, and each time it's good for about 3 yards. But this time that was three. It was enough for a first down.
I said it's ceiling early on in the ballgame at 5 yards. That's kind of the ceiling of that play. And again, getting three right there, you're going to take that. A first down for Benedictine, 13:40 left in the contest. The Ravens leading by 61, and they'll bring Harris back in on this first and 10 call.
Benedictine is going to go wind to the left side with Trey Herbert. They're going to be wind it to the right side. It's Josh Zander over here. And with the eye, the handoff tailback, bust left side, gets a block, goes to 40, down to the 38-yard line. A quick 6-7 yards on a first down run left. So for Benedictine, because that eye formation, I mean, they started the game. It was kind of a tribute play, but they've run it a few times now. How can you not like it when it works that well?
I was going to say, they've run it a few times over the last couple of weeks.
Yes. And today is not the first time that we've seen it. So here comes Benedictine at the line of scrimmage on a second down four call inside the 40-yard line in Owl territory. Racing all the way across the field, wide receiver, handoff, running back, goes left side, gets a block, 30, 25, hit from behind at the 20, drags his man to the 15, going to be out of bounds near the 10-yard line. Where they're going to slide him down at the 11. First and 10, Benedictine at the Woods 11-yard line. I'm wondering if the signal probably isn't all the way down to the 954 anymore. I think the meteorological conditions and the 60-point lead have probably gotten in the way of that. I could understand that. With 12 minutes and now inside, 12 minutes still to play in the game, the Ravens are looking for their 10th touchdown of the game. Motion right, handoff running back, and I'm not fond of that play, Gus, because the running back starts
going backward and then stops and then he goes forward. And by the time he gets the ball, you know, it's jammed up in the middle and the blocking has already begun to break down and it's just not a lot of space there.
That time getting in there, Jordan Price was able to kind of just mud things up. But right now we're seeing the Ravens and some different backs in the ball game as Robbie Sharp is going to be back out there. It's been a real nice change here in the second half to get some of these young guys in and give them a chance to run the ball.
11-11 to go in the ball game. Benedictine with the football at the 10. Hand off Robbie. He'll go straight ahead to the 5. He's 2. He's the 1, but he's just short. Is he in? He is. Touchdown, Ravens. Robbie Sharp with a real strong surge at the end of the run. He goes in the St. Pius, the 10th grad, adds to the Raven lead.
What a job right there by Robbie Sharp as he was hit near the goal line. He spun, kept his balance, gets the ball across, and now the Ravens lining up for the PAT.
And you're going to have Harris with the hold. So that's nice to see him get out there and do that also. It is down, and it is in there. We're taking a break. Ravens at 10:57 to go in the game. Now lead 71-3.
Craving something fresh? Head to Subway in Atchison. From the classic subs you love to fresh salads, wraps, and breakfast options, there's something for everyone. And don't forget to treat yourself with a foot-long churro or soft pretzel, perfect for a snack or with your meal. Subway, eat fresh. Conveniently located under the Fifth Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Now Benedictine huddled up here on the near sideline around their special teams coach. And we're going to get that kicking unit out there with a 71-3 lead and still just almost 11 minutes to go. 10:57 to play in the game. And for Benedictine, kicking off is going to be Kyler again. Here's the boot, it over end, and fielded at the 8, and a fair catch called for and made. So, 1st and 10, William Woods. So, for the Ravens, you know, what do we got here? We've got 2, 4, 6, 8, 10 guys have caught the ball. I can't believe we've only had 6 ball carriers so far. That's surprising to me. The team is 13 of 17. And how about Harris, 4 of 5 throwing the ball? Nice job.
Yeah, the only one he missed was on that third down where he had thrown it just a little behind his receiver. But Raven quarterbacks today have had a really good day. 13 of 17 total for 278, 5 touchdowns. That puts you on credit 76% completion.
Hand off and a little sweep to the right side. Good for about 5. 2nd and 5 at the 30-yard line for the Owls.
That tackle right there for the Ravens, Cooper Hike, a 6'1" junior out of Seneca, Kansas.
His old high school is doing pretty good.
Kid that knows how to win some games. Went from Seneca with Nemhall Central, then went to Butler, and now here Benedictine.
You know who might have been his grandfather's coach? At Nemaha? Dennis Murphy. Remember when he was up there?
It's been a minute.
2nd down and 5 call. Hand off to the left side. Oh, did you see the defenders break through the blocking scheme and ride the ball carrier out of bounds or maybe the gain of a yard? And here's the thing. As he was coming around the left side, okay, William Woods running back, and it is Dice Wheeler. He had a pair of blockers in front of him, and the Ravens just kind of blew through him.
Cooper Hike right there leading the way for Benedictine. Also over there, Keon Murphy, a 6-foot redshirt freshman out of Winnetonka, California.
3rd down and 3 at their own 32-yard line. Williams got to get up to the 35. Quarterback is going to motion him out to the right side. give it ball to him as he sweeps left. Ravens trying to stretch it out to the far sideline. Going to hit him in the backfield. Second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh guy. Brings him down for a loss on the play. And the Ravens are going to force a punt by William Woods.
That time getting in the backfield, turning that play back is a player who doesn't appear on our rosters. Number 84 for Benedictine. A defensive end doing a great job pushing that play to the sideline. A loss. It's going to bring up a fourth down for for Woods, and now we're going to see, again, JoJo settling in at the 45.
All right, let's go back to the no-filter thing. Well, another thing I just don't understand is you've got 15 duplicates, okay, of numbers, and the Ravens, JoJo just backs off and lets that thing roll past him and go back. You got 15 duplicate numbers, and you've got probably 15 blank numbers that guys are wearing out there that don't appear. I don't know why I don't know why that has to be like that, but anyway, the punt is going to roll dead at the 33-yard line. Ravens are going to get it there.
Got a media timeout.
Oh, well, I think we're media. We're going to take it. Joseph, let's enjoy a break with you. What do you say? 8.5 to go into ball game. Ravens 71, Woods 3.
Tailgating season, and before you head out to cheer on your team, stop by Hundley Liquor. Whether you're grilling, chilling, or celebrating that big win, we've got the drinks to keep your tailgate going strong. Choose from a wide selection of domestic and imported beers, fine wines, and premium spirits to make your tailgate a hit. Hundley Liquor, 119 South 9th Street in Atchison. Hometown friendly, hometown helpful. That's Hundley Liquor.
And a half minutes left in this afternoon's Benedictine football game. And, well, gosh, game 8 of the year, the Ravens are going to be 7-1. They will be 3-0 in the conference. And pretty good season continuing here. I mean, it's like we're closing a book on this, but in my mind, I've closed the book on this like an hour or something ago, right? When you lead 71-3, fourth quarter. I think you're probably pretty comfortable.
Yeah, 71 unanswered.
Yeah.
It's not like at some point the Owls kicked the field goal to break up the scoring. They got out on top early. At the 10:23 mark, they had gone down the field, kicked a 38-yard field goal by Justin Sharkey for him just shy of his season long of 39. Benedictine then turned around and came back a-blazing. I mean, it was Jackson Dooley firing off four touchdowns today, 218 yards, 75% completion rate. Mark Harris says, watch out, I can do a little higher completion percentage. He's sitting right now at 80% on the day.
I'm looking out here at the William Woods guys, and here's what you look. See the two guys at the 40-yard line? They're dancing and laughing. I mean, here's the deal. You can't let this just beat on you. I mean, a huge beat down like this, it would serve no purpose to just take it to heart and be all sad.
Yeah.
You might just as well say, hey, let's have some fun, get back on the bus, you know, share a slice of pepperoni and, you know, maybe beef and call it a night. Here's a handoff left side for the Ravens on a first down run. Hitting into the left side is going to be, is that Samar back in?
Nope, that's Luke McCormack, the freshman. And Luke McCormack is a true freshman running back. Ravens actually brought him up this week on the roster, so got that email on Monday about him being active today. So nice little run by him on that play. McCormack, 7 carries now, 54 yards.
Second down, 7 from their own 36 for Benedictine. They're going to have the same running back, the same basic play, only to the other side. Cross the 40 and powering to near the first down, right at the 43-yard line, which would have been the line to gain as they move the chains.
Yeah, they're going to give them all the way, actually, to the 44-yard line. So,
okay,
nice little run there.
It affects the players on both teams right now, you know. And the officials have got to be saying, guys, let's just keep the clock running, right? And both coaches, the fans, everybody is in union, and let's just keep the clock running at this point.
Yes, a moving clock is a great clock.
Yeah, first and 10, BC at their own 44. Play clock at 15.
Ravens going to bring Carson Hintz back into the ballgame and line him up as that kind of tied into H-back over here on the right side.
So is he a blocker or is he a receiver?
I say throw him the ball.
I do too. Here's a handoff. They're going to use him as a lead block and across the 50, 45. Oh, a broken tackle, 30. Race down the right side, 20. At the 10, hit at the 5. Horse collar tackle into the end zone. Touchdown, Ravens, and add some yards on the penalty. He grabs him by the back of the neck but could not stop him from going in.
That was a great seal block by Carson Hintz. The running back hits the right side, runs away from the defender, and then right at the goal line, just the defender reached out. Only thing he could grab a hold of was the collar of the running back, but not before Benedictine caps it off with a Luke McCormack touchdown.
And Benedictine will look to add another PAT. Okay.
They're going to enforce the penalty on the kickoff.
Yeah, that seems reasonable enough. So here we go, looking for the point after. It will be held for Benedictine by
Harris,
and the kick is good. So here we go. We're going to take a timeout. We're down now to 6:56 to go in the game, but we're not done scoring. It's Benedictine 78, the Owls 3.
Ready to look and feel your best? Snap Fitness in Atchison is more than just a 24-hour gym. With three tanning beds, you can get that perfect glow. Appointments are available Monday through Thursday from 10 to 1 and 2 to 6, and Fridays and Saturdays from 10 to 12. Stop by Snap Fitness at 409 Commercial or call 913-367-1511 to book your tanning session today. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness.
Back a little acoustic guitar. That's kind of nice. Here we go. Ravens going to set to kick this thing away again. Kyler's out there putting a toe to it, and it's going to be short, bounding, taking it at the 15-yard line. Nice return to the 30 and down at the 31. So first and 10 for Woods. 31-yard line. And providing kick coverage for the Raven down there, that was Jazan Baker. First and 10, Woods. All right. If you're William Woods, I mean, you're over on the far sideline, and, you know, let's say your coach Mendez and offensive coordinator Camp, you're like going, okay, guys, can we just give me one in the end zone, okay? You're against the third-string defense. They played everyone on the roster, some guys who aren't even on the roster. I mean, you got to get this thing into the end zone. I see that. Here's a sweep to the right side. It's got to be good for about 4. Nice little run. Now the running back gets up. He says, I wasn't down. Does the official agree with that?
He does. He's going to say that when the defender went to tackle him, the running back landed on the defender and was able to pop himself up without touching the ground.
I've never liked that. I always figured that if you are down, you're down. And the fact that you land on somebody, you know, I don't know. Second down in the yard. They're going to hand it off into the middle, and it'll be a stretch and a first down for William Woods. And who is that? That's going to be Wheeler?
I got Nico Marcello on the stop out of Yorba Linda, California.
Inside 6 minutes to play. Here we go. Benedictine.
We will have one more stoppage of play coming at the 2 minutes.
I think we're going to have more than that. I think we're not at scoring yet. Quarterback is back. Steps up. He's hit. He's swamped.
That time game
wow.
Series. He dropped back. Looks downfield. Had nothing doing but for the Ravens. Great job getting into the backfield, and that's Justin De La Rosa, the 5'11 redshirt freshman out of La Habra, California. It'll bring up now a second and 16 for William Woods, and William Woods has not really helped themselves as this game has progressed. They are now down to 58 plays for 175 yards. How about I tell you this? Benedictine up by 75 points, right?
Yeah.
They have run 10 fewer plays than William Woods today.
Woods is back to throw. The quarterback, a baby over the middle, is going to be caught short of the first down at the 50-yard line. All right, and I've just got a message that I have to agree with. I mean, it is not Halloween, but it has been a real horror show for
Woods here today.
Yeah, and Woods is a team who we talked about early on in the game, and especially in the pregame. This is a William Woods team coming into the game feeling really good about themselves, having won their first conference game ever last week against Missouri Valley, and they got ahead 3-0, but since then it's just been a downpour of points.
Third down and a couple of yards to go, just across midfield. Owls with the football, clearly in four-down territory midfield. QB's back, throws a sharply thrown pass. It's going to be complete to the Raven 40-yard line, first to 10 Woods. Now, because if you're on the Lanai on the 31st, are you handing out, like, the mini candy bars, or you make popcorn balls to give out to the kids, or do you just shut the lights off and pretend you're not home? What do you, how do you handle that?
You put the candy bowl out front, and
okay,
and you hope for the honor system, right?
Okay, and so, yeah, that'll work. Set them outside and say, a little sign, take one.
Yeah. Hey, if you're interested in that Grandview Mid-America game, well, it is Grandview leading 32-28, 93 seconds left in that ball game, and the Vikings with the football looking at a second and goal at the 10-yard line. So
they can make it look a lot worse than it was, right? First down at the 40 for Woods.
That's what they did with Peru 10 days ago, right? Remember last Thursday? That was a 7-point game with 2 minutes left. And now William Woods is going to be guilty of a delay of game. So instead of first and 10, we'll back it up, make it first and 15 at the 44-yard line.
Yeah, understand why they want to take all the time they can take. Okay, makes perfect sense, but there comes a point when you do have to put that thing in play.
Grandview went ahead and kneels it out, and Mid-America says, we'll let you do that. The final in Olathe, it was Grandview 32, Mid-America 28.
That game started a half an hour after this one, by the way, if you recall. It was a 1:30 kickoff. QB just launching one into double coverage, and it's going to be broken up at the 20-yard line. There's really nothing to be lost there, right? I mean, the coverage was extremely good.
Yeah, Keon Murphy did a great job of defending that play as he turned around and made sure not to get tied up with the intended receiver. And it's all said and done, and it'll bring up now second down.
Yeah, he and Nico were both down there on that double coverage for Benedictine. Second down, 15. 3:05 and counting to go here. End of ball game. Play clock at 10. They'll take their time. No hurry. The ball rolls back to the quarterback. He picks it up, throws it. Somehow it's caught at the 40 and walking the tightrope. Does he go out of bounds? Apparently not. It's at the 35-yard line.
Probably going to wish he had stepped out of bounds.
There's a late marker way after the play.
There's another one.
Yeah.
Nothing good happens on the sideline at that point. So, the official's going to take a moment.
That was on the way, and the Ravens was Trey Rucker. That's the play, a sports line contact, number 30, offense. 15-yard penalty from the dead ball spot. It will be third down.
So, the worst part about that is it was a dead ball penalty. So, second down counts. It's now third down, plus we're going to back it up from the spot. So, should be somewhere around midfield. Yep, and it's going to be right out at the Raven 49. So you got to get the ball all the way down to the 29.
Yeah, it's third and now 20 to go. That's just bad news. 2 minutes and 40 to go in the ball game. Bad news for William Woods is that they trail by 75. What was the line under 75 today?
74.5.
Third down call. Three-step drop, quarterback. His arm is hit as he throws the ball, and he flipped backwards, Gus. He was kind of hit as his arm is moving forward. The defender was reaching up to tackle him. The ball floated dangerously. He fell to the ground. No one touched it, and the quarterback, you get hurt doing that. That was risky business.
Braxton Blank on the hit right there, a 6'4" defensive tackle out of Lawrence Free State.
Okay, so that's a double plush, probably, in the film?
Yeah.
Okay, that's what I would have called it. What do I know, right? Ravens have got a return man back at their own 20-yard line. And for the punt, the advance, and he's going to get this one away. And it's real nice. It's going to kind of turn over. JoJo makes a fair catch at the 20-yard line.
JoJo is the only starter that's had to do anything really in the second half.
So,
Benedictine's going to get out there, and we'll see how they can get the time to run off the clock. First guy I see out for the Ravens, number 70. He's a huge lineman. That's why I picked him out first, but he is not a program player. Not on my program, anyway. That's rough. Yeah, I mean, it's homecoming. I want to give him the props, you know? Let his family know he's out there. So if you know your son's number and it's 70, he's out there and looking fine. First down at 10. Straight ahead run for Benedictine and bouncing around, pinballing his way across the 25, up to the 26, maybe even 27. A six-yard carry. And we are going to reach the two-minute timeout. We're taking a break. 2 minutes remain in the game this afternoon. It's the Ravens, 78, William Woods, Surrey.
Fall is tailgating season, and before you head out to cheer on your team, stop by Hundley Liquor. Whether you're grilling, chilling, or celebrating that big win, we've got the drinks to keep your tailgate going strong. Choose from a wide selection of domestic and imported beers, fine wines, and premium spirits to make your tailgate a hit. Hundley Liquor, 119 South 9th Street in Atchison. Hometown friendly, hometown helpful. That's Hundley Liquor.
I'm going to hear Wilcox Stadium on the Benedictine College campus in Atchison, Kansas, where Gus, it is crucial the game comes to an end very shortly because I've just finished my last water and we're at the 2 minute mark. That's pretty good.
I was right there.
78-3 is the Benedictine lead. The officials, 2, 4, 6, all 8 of them out there, also properly hydrating. Patrick, you and your crew are fantastic.
I've seen high school teams still cramping
up.
Oh, no, this
I saw it last week, yeah.
You know?
We didn't see it this weekend, but we saw it last weekend.
So the Ravens are going to be looking now at a 2nd and 4.
Here comes BC. Harris with a little handoff, right side to the 30. There's your first down across the 35 and skirting up the Ravens sideline. They'll indicate that he has stepped out of bounds in the change will advance to the 37. And so at a minute 53 to play, theoretically, well, I don't know if they can run it out or not because the clock is stopped and won't start again until the snap of the ball. And 153, that's how many seconds? 110. No, you can do it. You can do it with a few seconds to spare if you really want to. Running backs on either side of the BC QB. 1st and 10, Benedictine at the 37. Straight ahead run off the handoff. Head down, power run by Derek Overstreet. And he goes to the 42. And we go to a minute 40 to play. So for the Ravens, you know, coach will probably give him a night off, but you can't, you know, you got to get right back here tomorrow and start getting ready next Saturday. Going to be here in a hurry.
Yeah, the Ravens are going to host, Missouri Valley next Saturday.
Correct.
Okay, I have a question for you. Is it tough to play like this little stretch that you have? Central Methodist, William Woods, Missouri Valley, and then finish with the last two games that you've got?
I would say it is, yes. Do you want that? Is there a deposit? I owe you a quarter here for that. Here's a handoff right side. It's going to be another Raven first down up to the 50-yard line.
With these plays that Benedictine's running, they're getting closer to running the amount of plays that William Woods has today. Benedictine, 51 plays for 538 yards. William Woods today, 63 plays for 207. So about a dozen more plays for Woods today with their 3 points.
After scoring those three, they felt pretty good. And then the next 70-some points came all on the Benedictine side. Ravens are going to take a knee, and that's going to do it. It's homecoming 2025, and what crowd is left is on its feet as they saw their sons and nephews and grandsons all get out and play at Benedictine. And a dominant win here this afternoon, the final score, Ravens 78, William Woods 3. And we'll be back to summarize it for you right after this.
That concludes the second half of Benedictine football on Hot Country 93.7. Stay tuned for the BNP Propane postgame show.
Are you looking for a fast, secure place to fill up your vehicle's tank?
Stop in at the pumps just south of Holton, powered by BMP Propane and Knotty Pine Oil. Whether you are filling up your tank, grabbing a snack, or just need a pit stop on Old 75 Highway, the pumps has you covered. The pumps offers E10 87, premium 91 no ethanol, dyed diesel, clear diesel, and DEF. The pumps is a family owned local service, keeping Jackson County moving every day. Swing on by today and get set up for easy 24/7 access.
Camberwell Pharmacy now offers free prescription delivery available to those living within the city limits of Atchison, Hiawatha, Effingham, Lancaster, Everest, Horton, Highland, and Troy. It's the perfect option if you have limited mobility or find it difficult to pick up your prescriptions. Learn more about Camberwell Pharmacy and our free delivery services by calling 913-367-1654 in Atchison or 785-742-6190 in Hiawatha or visit our website at amberwellhealth.org.
Ready to look and feel your best? Snap Fitness in Atchison is more than just a 24-hour gym. With three tanning beds, you can get that perfect glow. Appointments are available Monday through Thursday from 10 to 1 and 2 to 6, and Fridays and Saturdays from 10 to 12. Stop by Snap Fitness at 409 Commercial or call 913-367-1511 to book your tanning session today. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness.
Here at Wilcox Stadium, the teams meet in the middle of the field, exchange pleasantries, and now they're going to huddle up with their respective coaching staffs. And, Gus, I'm going to really be hard-pressed, as we talk with Coach Osborne next week for the pregame, to not kid him about throwing the ball only 17 times today when they rushed it for 36, because Coach enjoys throwing the football. I mean, that's kind of that's always been a strong suit for his teams, whether he was a player, whether he was a coach. But the last couple of weeks, the Ravens are running the football.
Yeah, the Ravens have run the football and run it well. And when you talk about offensive balance, you're not going to get a whole lot more balance than this. Ravens threw the ball for 278, ran it for 268. So 10 yards separate the pass and the run, 546 yards today. Ravens 53 plays, averaging just over 10 a pop. For William Woods today, 63 plays for 207 yards. They rushed the ball for 20 yards, and you say,
okay, well, but after a quarter, weren't they like at 47 or 8 or something?
Yeah, and that's what we were going to get at, is that their 20 yards rushing today is much better than last year's negative 61 rushing against Benedictine. But the problem was, after that first possession where they went down the field and knocked in that 38-yard field goal, from that point on, everything just kind of went downhill for William Woods. Benedictine turned around and hit touchdown after touchdown. Jackson Dooley throws four. Mark Harris threw a touchdown today. The rushing touchdowns went to Luke McCormick, Derek Overstreet, Xavier Ugorji, Robbie Sharp, Tyler Watson with a one-yard touchdown run.
Zamar had one taken away.
Yeah, Zamar had one taken away. He still had a good game at averaging 13 yards a carry. And then receiving touchdowns. Titan Osborne had two receiving touchdowns on three receptions. You had Zimmerman, two receptions, one touchdown. Ugorji caught one. David Wilburn with a touchdown reception. So it was a big day all around. And, man, if I told you that Zimmerman and Osborne were going to combine for five catches today, you'd have probably thought I was crazy. But if I told you five catches for three touchdowns, that's kind of their number, right? Those guys, when they catch the ball, they do great things with it. Ravens put together a fantastic afternoon here on homecoming, move to 7-1 and 3-0 in the South.
Yep, and we cap it all off with, again, a congratulations and a, you know, hearty well wishes to the families and people involved in this homecoming and Hall of Fame weekend, where tonight at the Hall of Fame banquet, Charlie Gartenmeier, George Papageorgiou will be inducted into the Benedictine Hall of Fame. Well deserved by two great guys. Time tonight, or today, this game took some time, but Ravens, don't mind. Benedictine wins it 78-3. And here at near the top of the hour, 78-3 Benedictine, and tune in next week as we'll be making our selections. It'll be Sports Look on Thursday, and then right after Sports Look, we're going to have Benedictine men's college basketball. As Cougar Downing is going to have Haskell here in town. We'll have that one for you, and we'll be letting you know soon, as soon as we make a decision, what our Friday night is going to be, and then, of course, Saturday back here with the Ravens. Many thanks for you having joined us. Till we greet you next time, for Joseph, producing and engineering in the Care Studios, Gus Couch with me here upstairs, and, of course, Cohen, who supervised the whole business. Tom Couch, so long, everybody.
Thanks for listening to today's coverage of Benedictine College football here on Hot Country 93.7. Today's broadcast has been brought to you by Atchison Auto Parts, your hometown local Napa store. This broadcast has been an exclusive production of the MSC Sports Radio Network.